The Toad Hop Network Studios.
In Hollywood. This is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
A place of our own without a lot of parents peering down our backs.
Radio worth watching.
And here we go.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside.
Hello, Schmoville. Holy shit, what a show tonight's going to be. Going to be a nutty show, a lot of cool stuff going on, great guests. And no, Mark Ellis is not here. He's performing this weekend at the Tampa Improv. If you are in Florida and can go to Tampa to see him, please do. My whole family's going to actually go see him. I'm very excited about that. We have a great guest coming in at 9 o'clock. They'll be Rochelle Brooke Smith, which we're very excited to have as well. And then, but listen to this. Our two co-hosts right now, sitting with me, our buddy, the guy who knows everybody in town, a Hollywood story man we like to call Naveed, because that's his name, Naveed McElargy. How are you, Naveed?
Good. How are you?
Nice to see you, man. How's it going?
Good.
And that woo-woo hollering is the return of a Schmoville favorite, someone that we love to have here, that was here week in and week out for a very long time. That is the queen of Schmoville herself, one Katie Sackhoff. Katie, welcome back.
Hi.
Nice.
Mr. Ellis.
Yeah. That's good. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good.
Are you good?
I am good. I am good.
Okay.
Before we start, yes. I have to say that, you know, the fans have been really, really sweet about welcoming me back.
I haven't been
here for a while.
Good.
They mentioned that someone you had in my stead didn't really like you talking about my, you know, bringing my name up. And
already,
all I got to say is, you know, sometimes maybe I made a bigger impression on you, you know?
All right. Good start. Okay, so from 8 to 9, we have Katie Sackhoff will be joining us. From 9 to 10, we have Bonnie Somerville coming in as well. and we have a lot of stuff going on tonight that's going to be a lot of fun. Ken Knapsack will be doing his news. We're going to talk about news. A really fun segment that's going to be on. I'm going to try to cover up the sweat. And that we're going to be talking about 8:30 to 9. We have a Q&A with Katie Sackhoff. It'll be a lot of fun. The fans have submitted questions. We have questions, stuff that we wanted to know. And we'll try not to ask you too many Marvel questions because I know that went out of hand last time.
Yeah, it's totally fine. I almost got myself in trouble by saying too much.
I know, which is silly, though. And I think we'll get into that in a little bit, though. But I just... Did you really say too much?
I don't think I said shit.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anytime you talk about anything that hasn't happened yet, it's you kind of get...
Thin ice. Yeah, I get it. Okay,
you gotta stay in the good graces of the people that the powers that be that can give you a job.
Yes, I agree.
And have given you a job.
That actually, even though you had made the joke or the statement before, how that all started was because I had mentioned that you didn't even really say much, but especially with like Marvel and Disney, you have to be very quiet and tiptoe around stuff until the deal is done and they say you can. Like, we had David Gambino, who's the president of Robert Downey Jr.'s company, back when Iron Man 3 was coming out. And he had said something nothing. Mm. And Marvel gave him so much shit over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I understand.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a weird thing. I mean, you've got meetings and stuff. I take meetings every day. I've
right.
got some massive meetings. I got a massive meeting tomorrow.
Uh-oh, what's that? Can you talk about it?
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
I am in the new Star Wars.
Yeah, see? Write it down. Katie in the new Star Wars. No, it's not true. But we're going to talk about the news, all the movie news, talk about that. Then again, 8:30 to 9, Katie will do the Q&A, and then 9:30, we will do our interview, and then at 9:30, 10, the Wild Man TV comes back. So, and yes, someone asked me if I will be talking about a certain video. Yes, I will be talking about that much later in the show. But first, before that, Naveed, you and Katie, you know everyone in town.
Yeah. Last time I saw Katie, she just reminded me it was 7 years ago when you guys came together at my birthday party.
I'm sorry, we did what?
When we went, we were at the birthday party.
We were at the birthday party.
Separately. Yes,
no. Separately.
We were not, it was separately. And
separately.
We, no, but we
like
were actually, Katie and, I, well, Katie and I were talking
that
about.
That night we came separately.
Yeah.
What?
No, but
I don't get it.
What you will get is the fact that you get to throw out the zingers in just a second here, because we're going to start. The Iceman's going to play the music. It is movie news time. Time for me to stop talking.
I'm Ken Abzug, and these are your Schmozno headlines brought to you by Magic Hat Brewing Company and Schmozno.com. Release dates are the talk of the week, with several projects having the release dates moved or announced, and some of them actually have scripts written. First, Paramount Pictures has decided to battle the Force with Scientology, as Mission Impossible 5 has been given a Christmas Day 2015 release date. Christopher McQuarrie will be directing from a script written by Iron Man 3 scribe Drew Pearce. Tom Cruise will, of course, be back in the starring role to prove that no one in the military has it as hard as him. Fox has reshuffled their decks in a major way. First, Matthew Vaughn's already in production. The Secret Service has been moved from November 14th to a March 6, 2015 release, which is kind of like telling your children the family is going to Applebee's instead of Disneyland. Then the company announced that the Fantastic Four reboot, originally scheduled for March 6, 2015, has been moved to a head-to-head June 19, 2015 battle with Jurassic World and Ted 2. Don't spoil the ending, Katie. Then, the Assassin's Creed movie starring Michael Fassbender has been moved from June 19th to August 7th, 2015, which time-wise is the equivalent of Fassbender's penis stick.
Fox, I was going to say something about his penis. Go
Fox
ahead, sorry.
Then announced that Paul Feige, female-driven comedy, spy comedy Susan Cooper, starring Melissa McCarthy, will be released May 22nd, 2015. And Vince Vaughn and Delivery Man director Ken Scott will be reunited for an untitled comedy, sure to underwhelm you on August 24th, 2014. This is all about as confusing as the first time I had sex with my socks off. And there's more. Independence Day 2, the sequel you stopped wanting after you turned 18, has been moved back a year, going from July 15th to July 2016. Excuse me, July 2015 to July 2016.
We got it.
This is to allow more time for director Roland Emmerich to convince Will Smith to be in it. And finally, in the worst news you've since you discovered the Filet-O-Fish sandwich is actually squirrel meat, the release date of Universal Pictures' 50 Shades of Grey has been moved back from August 2014 to Valentine's Day weekend 2015, which gives you that much more time to plan on where to hide the napkins in the theater when you're finished. With Josh Brolin out of the Jurassic World casting net, reports have placed Chris Pratt directly in the path of those rampaging dinosaurs. Pratt would play the part rumored for Brolin, but still, no plot details have been leaked, but I'm guessing the movie won't be about the dinosaurs finally integrating themselves into society. The Peter Pan origin story is about to be told. Atonement and Hannah director Joe Wright is a leading candidate to tell the Batman Begins type story of how Pan became the boy who never grew up. Spoiler alert, he was a stand-up comic. There are already two separate Peter Pan-related films in the works. The Channing Tatum-led Pan, which I'm guessing Pan strips until Tinkerbell finally gives it up. And Gary Ross's Peter and the Starcatchers, who I believed opened up for Bowie in 72. Darren Aronofsky's biblical epic Noah is starting to see the light of day. The first promotional poster and three quick teaser trailers were released on Wednesday, two of which were released exclusively in Russia. If you wanted to see the full trailer there, you had to trade three American Levi jeans, smokes, and information on U.S. military secrets. Over here, you just had to go to Entertainment Weekly's website. The movie will be released March 28th and stars Russell Crowe, Anthony Hopkins, Jennifer Connelly, Emma Watson, and two of every animal except the cat that knows its place. 30 Mile Zone, a.k.a. TMZ, is reporting that some still photos of Nicolas Cage having sex with Christina Fulton, the mother of his son Weston, have been stolen, because if you're going to masturbate, why not do it to pictures of Nick Cage? The photos were allegedly stolen by a former handyman after he broke into Fulton's home in April. The photos are going to be repackaged and sold as National Treasure 3. And finally, in a story most people have been waiting to hear since 1977, Disney has announced that they will be accepting audition video submissions for two key roles in a yet-to-be-named big-budget movie shooting mostly in the UK, aiming for a December 15, 2015 release. It's not Star Wars, wink, wink. The roles are again listed as the mysterious Rachel and Thomas, the same parts listed in the open casting call posted last week. They're looking for a female, 17 to 18, and a male, 19 to 23. But please, feel free to send in videos of you performing lightsaber tricks in your garage up until your 40th birthday, especially if you taught yourself to speak the same language as Jabba the Hutt. Star Wars Episode 7 will be released December 18th, 2015. The script will be finished about a week before that. I'm Ken Abzug, and those were your Schmozno headlines. Brought to you by Magic Hat Brewing Company and Schmozno.com.
The pit boss, Ken Knapsack, crushing it. Man,
that was fantastic.
Really good. Yeah, he's gotten better, hasn't he, Katie?
You got penis jokes.
That was for you, Katie.
Thank you. I do like a good penis.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Wow.
Welcome back to Two Good Penises. speaking of penises, let's talk about this Nicolas Cage sex tape. So, isn't that weird? I mean, like who? I think Ken hit it on the head. It's like, why do you steal that? And Katie, as a celebrity, isn't it time that celebrities stop making sex tapes?
Listen, it's the one.
Not for us. I'm saying for their own good. For us, yeah, keep making them for us.
I always send my sex tapes to Christian. It seems to make complete sense in my head. It's the one thing that I have never done because I always kind of thought that I would be an actor, and I realized that that was just not a good idea. I've never taken a naked picture of myself. Well, that's not true. I took naked pictures of myself and sold them on Redbubble. They're just in the calendar form.
Oh, right.
But I've never taken a naked picture.
You have the calendar, you creep.
You know, I just didn't want... you know, I think the vagina is ugly enough as is. I don't want to tell your joke. I don't want people to fucking see mine.
Tell your joke. You love that joke. Yeah, tell your joke.
I can't have a healthy sexual interaction with a female because I still think the vagina looks like Lando Calrissian's co-pilot from Return of the Jedi.
It's a good assessment.
I haven't done that joke in 5 years.
It's a great joke.
It is. But yeah, so I would be a lesbian if I didn't have to look at the vagina at all.
But you know what I mean? It's just like, so yeah, that your point, and you know you want it. You don't. I mean, unless you're like a reality TV star, because that has happened in the past. Paris Hilton and
Kim Kardashian.
What's that?
They do it on purpose.
They do it on
purpose.
Right.
Because they don't rely on their talent to do anything. They like to rely on their vaginas.
Well, that type of talent.
My vagina is magic, and if somebody told me I would be worth $100 million, I would show it too. let's be honest. Like, if Kim Kardashian knew, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, if somebody gave me $100 million, I would give myself a vagina.
Right. Your asshole would look like a vagina. It would, and you would just show
it
all.
Several vaginas.
All right. Well, speaking of, I don't even know where to go with that. let's talk about Noah.
Yes, because God will cleanse your soul.
Let's talk. Rain starts tomorrow. That's perfect. Like, a bunch of assholes on that ark. Let's talk about Noah. Now, you think it's garbage?
Well, I'm a little biased.
I don't even know what it is. Noah, other than the Bible.
All right. Well, the new movie. It's
a movie.
Look, it's Daniel Aronofsky.
Darren.
Okay.
What did I say, Daniel? Yeah. Darren Aronofsky. Stupid ass. Darren Aronofsky, who did Black Swan and The Fountain. And so this movie comes out. And, you know, a lot of people, there was already some people wondering, is it too long? I guess because it didn't test very well. But the trailer came out. And the trailer has Russell Crowe. It was funny because I was thinking about this. Like, this was like a fantasy movie that I never knew anything about the Bible. I think it'd be more intriguing, but I think that the fact that you have this religion attached to it, and it can be a touchy subject, I think some people either love it or hate it. I know you have a different reason. Why don't you like it?
I mean, did you like the trailer?
I did like the trailer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Are you Catholic?
Kind of.
All right.
Are you Jewish?
Am I Catholic? Kind of, and I'm kind of Catholic, but I'm definitely Jewish.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
What? No, I just don't really practice that much. But anyway, so what do you think about the trailer overall?
I am a little biased to want to hate it. My old company made it, and they can go fuck themselves.
Okay. So it's the old company. I understand. There's certain things sometimes when you work with somebody and it didn't go over well at the very end. What happened? Can we talk about that at all? You say why aren't you? What company is it?
The New Regency.
All right. So
Paramount's releasing it here, but it's a New Regency movie.
Okay, New Regency. What happened with New Regency?
Why
are you? Yeah, because you were there for a while. You were making movies with them. So what happened that you don't like them anymore?
They got rid of my old boss.
Okay.
And then they brought in a new boss who is a complete moron.
Okay.
And I don't mind saying it.
Okay.
And he fired everybody at the company.
And didn't even try to. It's, you know, that happens too. Even when we were at Silver, they brought in some guy at the very end. They bring in some people that they don't even like. They just want to bring in their people. They don't want to talk to anyone else and find out who's really good and who can help them.
I'm in a much better place, so I'm kind of happy about it. But then he went and made Runner. So
right.
Oh, Runner. Oh, well,
and
so you
can
win.
We just say, as actresses, it's really hard because you blow the company, and then the next day changes hands, and you're like, wow, where did those guys go? Because I was going to get a job.
You in that movie, and then,
I know. Yeah.
Well, that was funny because that's how we met.
All
Katie,
in jest.
I met Katie. It's funny though. Hey. That's how we met Katie though. We did. I didn't mean it like that, but we did. We met Katie at Silver Pictures, and it was when the regime was me, you, Gambino, Ethan. I mean, that was a fun time, and then it just...
It was fun. I came in. It was like a general meeting, and I came in and, like, walked out being friends with everyone.
Yeah.
So it was really...
That's how we roll.
And it's been years of friendship.
Yeah, like 6-7 years. So anyway, so yeah, so the trailer itself, though, you have not seen the full trailer yet.
Did you really like the trailer?
I did like
it.
I think it can be boring. I think the movie might be boring, but from what I saw from the trailer, it looks epic.
Okay, here's the reason why I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It looked like a Darren Aronofsky movie in that it was ethereal and heady and then. And then all of a sudden, it was about guys who wanted to fight.
Take it over. Right.
And then it went to like some, and it had like the sword moves that you see in every other
movie.
But
don't you think that the reason that they have that in there is to get the fans excited about it and to let people know it's not just a biblical movie and the fact that you're going to have, oh, you're going to see a little bit of Maximus in Noah. And look, there's Hermione. You know, it's like, so Hermione. When you see that trailer, you're like, okay, this has a lot more of an epic feel. Maybe it'll be exciting as opposed to just maybe, I'm just going to get a religion lesson.
Yeah.
So, but I do understand your point. It's just, it's out of nowhere. It's like, what movie are we making here?
Now, by the way, I've heard that the movie is not testing well, and the studio is really, really worried about
it. That's what I heard. I mean,
they're saying it could be the end of New Regency.
Wow, just from that. So you're
really?
You're rooting for that.
I'm rooting for it.
All right. Now talking about another, so that would be an impossible thing for them to accomplish if it works out. So we will talk about the terrible, terrible segue into Mission Impossible 5. And that would be, so McCoogs, I know you were a Mission Impossible 4 fan, yes? With the big time. So are you excited about this Mission Impossible 5?
Is this mic on?
Yeah. It is. Are you excited about this?
She's just watching.
I'm watching.
You don't watch the trailer now. You watch it beforehand. Now they can all see you texting. Don't do that now. It's over.
Told me.
Come on, put away. I need your conversation here.
For
put that. Welcome back. Put it away.
She was watching the Evan Almighty trailer.
You said Noah's Ark. I thought Evan Almighty.
Yeah. So McCoogs, what do you think? What do you think?
I love Ghost Protocol. It was like the rebirth of that franchise.
Yeah.
Was that the one in Russia?
No, that was the one where
he's in Dubai. Oh, yeah. With Brad Bird.
The problem with that was it was about lost nuclear weapons. And at any point, it was like just
but no one remembers. Exactly. But Katie's point is that she said, but all you remember from that movie though, Katie, is the Dubai scene, right? Building.
That's
everyone
it.
Remembers
remember.
That scene.
She really was hanging outside.
Yeah. I know.
I don't remember what it was about.
And that's what worked about that movie. That one scene made that movie awesome. The movie itself was really good. I liked it. But everyone remembers that scene in Dubai. And from that alone, everyone's like, it was so awesome. A lot of people are like, oh, that's what it was about. They don't remember the whole subplot with the weapons and all that stuff. It's
I don't
a matter
remember
of,
who else was in it.
Yeah, it was directed really well because Simon Pegg was in it. Simon Pegg was great.
The girl, Paula Patton.
Right.
Paula Patton.
Did J.J. Abrams do that one? Or was that the one before?
Brad Bird.
Yeah,
Brad
Bird.
Right.
Yeah.
There are certain. Yeah, it was. Mission Impossible 5 makes sense that they're going to make it. Now, Ken, is Brad Bird directing it?
I'm hoping Tom Cruise peels his face off and it's an old dude.
Christopher McQuarrie is directing it.
Christopher McQuarrie. Okay. So that doesn't get me too excited.
No.
What did he just do the jacket? No, that was Brian Singer. Or Jack Reacher, he just did. And I didn't love Jack Reacher. Some people really liked it. Did you see it?
I auditioned for it, didn't get it. So
you didn't watch it. So that's kind of the New Regency. Yeah, it was like New Regency.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't want to watch it.
All right. Now, Katie, were you a Jurassic Park fan?
I was.
The old school?
I have to say, though, I think I was 9 when it came out.
Jesus, really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's
I think so. Maybe I was 12.
But either way.
I remember being terrified.
Yeah. So, well, now this Jurassic World thing.
I'm so excited for this movie.
I think that it has potential, and I really like the director, Colin Trevorrow. Mm. I think that he is very excited about it. I think he's passionate about it. You can tell when he talks about it. And I like the cast, even when Josh Brolin was attached to it. I liked that attachment at the time, and now they're talking about Chris Pratt, who seems – that guy's got charisma.
And Chris Pratt brings something that Josh Brolin doesn't bring, which is
–
Josh Brolin's hotter than shit, but Chris Pratt brings a humorous side to it, and he can carry that humorous – he can walk that line on both sides of the coin and do both very well, which is something that I haven't seen Josh Brolin do. I could be wrong. He could do it. But.
Brolin was pretty funny in Men in Black, the last Men in Black.
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, he was good, but I agree with you. Normally, he plays that kind of rough, serious guy. And Pratt, though, it's funny because Pratt also cut a lot of weight for Guardians of the Galaxy. And we just saw Delivery Man, and the dude just has that movie star thing.
Mm.
And he's not even the star of that movie, but he stands out. And I would like to see – I think that now that he's doing Guardians of the Galaxy, he'll move on and do other stuff like this. Naveed, do you think Jurassic World has potential to do something great? Okay. Do you think it's better than the previous two?
It's like all these other old tentpoles that were done in the past. Now it's time to bring them back. And a lot of people hate that, but It's how the business is now, yeah. And they'll figure out a way to make it cool and interesting and different. And
then there'll be a new ride, which will be awesome.
Yeah. This,
I mean, I didn't realize there was a Jurassic Park 2.
There was two and three.
There's three.
Yeah,
well,
two.
There you go.
In the third one, didn't they come to the city?
There you go.
I think at the end of two was in the city.
They fought Godzilla.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
I thought two was beyond. Some people like. I thought it was beyond silly. There's girls doing gymnastics and kicking raptors in the face. It's really stupid.
I don't remember any of that.
Nor should you. Vince Vaughn, I think, was in the third one. Or was in the second one. He was in the second one also. So the third one I actually didn't mind that much. I think it was okay but forgettable. So I think it's time. We've had enough time to kind of marinate over the fact that it's been gone for a bit. I think that with the new technology that has come out, that they can make the dinosaurs look even cooler than they did previously.
That's coming from like a 12-year-old brain, like remembering that movie, that was fucking fantastic.
It was game-changing.
I loved those velociraptors or whatever they were called. I don't remember. Fucking terrifying.
It was game changing.
Little ankle biters. Were amazing. Poles.
They should bring back Pitch Black.
They did. Speaking of which, what? That's good. No, that's good. I want to ask though too, because I'm sure we'll get into that in the Q&A. But
did you like my tit?
I know. Ellis did. Ellis is going to tweet something out creepy to you, but he decided he shouldn't do it. you know the thing. Speaking of Riddick though, now how was the movie over? I mean, it did pretty well.
Movie's made over $100 million.
Great. So it made over $100 million. Has there been any talk of sequel? Anything you can talk about? Anything you cannot talk about?
I don't think that they would be mad. They've got the next one completely planned.
Okay.
DT and Vin in their brains. I believe it's actually, you know, possibly even written. It was always part of the plan for it to be, you know, four or five movies.
Uh-huh.
And I think that domestically they would have liked for the movie to have done a little bit better, but I do believe from a producerial standpoint and from the studio standpoint, they made their money back.
Yeah.
And
the Blu-ray hasn't even
and
come
more.
Out.
More. Yeah. The movie hasn't come out yet. It'll do even better.
Yeah.
And I think that there is the opportunity to do another one.
Cool. And Doll is going to fit into this so far?
She's alive.
Yeah.
So, sorry, spoiler.
Yeah.
The fucking teddy bear dies. and so I think it's an opportunity. I really do. I think there's an audience there that really enjoys the movies. I think that they'd like to see a little bit more of the Necromonger world.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. And I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see Carl Urban. I'd like to have a sex scene with Carl Urban.
Are you a big Carl Urban fan?
I love Carl Urban.
Did you like Dredd?
I loved Dredd.
I did too.
I really loved Dredd. Well, the guy who did Dredd, the producer of Dredd, is the person doing the female Expendables that I've attached myself to.
There goes another one, by the way, because this is a question that came up. So if that's answered, it's on the Facebook. Don't answer this. Don't ask this. I know the answer to this already, but I want you to tell them. There are two different projects.
Yes.
The Expendables is not you.
No.
Okay.
Is that which one are you attached to?
I'm the untitled Adi Shankar.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, with Gina Carano. Right. I think that Adi Shankar has proven himself with The Gray and with Judge Dredd to do these really fucking dark movies. I think both of these movies have a place. I think they're both going to be very interesting. I think that they are in the process of attaching a very cool cast to the Expendables. But I do think that just with who's involved with the directing and the producing of these two different movies, that ours will be a lot grittier, and I think that it will draw a more male audience.
And Eddie has really great Japanese anime.
Yeah, and I remember you telling about this like a year and a half ago. Now, Stallone's attached to the other one, though, right? The Expendables.
I fucking don't know.
Okay.
No
all right.
Idea.
All right. New Regency. All right. So we let's
is that New Regency?
No. It's just the same type. But anytime that there's a kind of beef on the show tonight, we'll just say New Regency.
I think so too. Hashtag New Regency.
Yeah. Hashtag New Regency.
I am available for work though.
Yeah, what's next? What are you working on right now? What did you just shoot? You just shot a movie.
Just shot a movie.
What do you got?
Which one? Can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it at all.
Wrapped it up. Very cool.
Okay.
Jason Lee and Milo Ventimiglia.
Okay. Which Jason Lee? The skateboarder or the
skateboarder.
Okay. My name is Earl.
Yeah. Okay. My name is
Jason
Earl.
Lee?
What's that?
Is there another Jason Lee?
The Asian dude, the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee, Jungle Book. That's the ones I remember. Is that wrong?
And good. Cool. Really cool movie. Not genre. It's my first not genre movie.
Cool.
Really. So I'm really excited about it.
Wait, why is it secret?
Very cool.
Because he just finished it.
We just finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, and so we have, do you have an idea yet of when Riddick will be coming out on Blu-ray. Do you know that yet?
I think they said January 14th, right? Which I wish they would have done it three weeks earlier.
Christian just wants a freeze frame of the boob.
I'm not sure. I can freeze frame my boob.
Yeah. Here. It'd be this top right one here. We're going to get into the Q&A here because we're already talking about it. I want to take one call, phone call from Schmobile. You see it on the right-hand side? No. It says... Here, point it to me. So, Ken, JTF, show them what to do. So, on the right-hand side, this is the question for Katie. So, we are going to take some phone calls from Schmobile real quick, get into anything you guys want to ask before we get into this Q&A, and then we're going to do a half-an-hour session with Katie. You guys can tweet into @Schmoesno or Facebook.com/. Do you have it? Hold on. Let me make sure you have the right one.
He's shopping.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to take a phone call real quick. Hey, you're in Schmobile. Who do we got?
Hey guys, it's George.
George, hey, welcome back, my friend. So, Georgie, what do you got?
What's
you got
going on? Welcome back, Katie.
Hey, George, how you doing?
I'm good. I was just wondering, have you guys seen the second trailer for Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg? And if so, what are your thoughts?
Awesome, Georgie. Thanks for asking that. I actually, our buddy Andrew Freed, who is a producer with us, he just saw it and said that it's incredible.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer yet?
I haven't. I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second trailer.
Oh, okay. We saw the first trailer.
Yeah. It looks fantastic.
Man, it looks good.
The casting, I think, is really, really impressive in that.
He says, remember when Ethan was trying to get Warners to buy that?
No. Can you explain that? So what would the process be?
You don't remember?
I don't remember. But like, tell the story. So this is something. Like, Nibby's going to tell a story here about kind of how it works when projects come in through studios and production companies. So if you guys aren't familiar with it, this is kind of how it runs.
So Ethan.
Irwin.
Yeah. Had a buddy who was a Navy SEAL and said, you have to hear the story about this guy. And this is the whole Lone Survivor story. This is the true story about this guy. And he hadn't written the book yet. It was just something that had happened that was... it was several months after it happened and people knew about it, and I called Dave Kennedy, who was a military advisor we had, and he backed it up, and then we started talking to people about it, and we went to Warners and initially talked to them, and Ethan had tried to get to the guy, but the guy didn't want to do anything with his life he didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to deal with it.
Okay.
But we pursued it, and then roughly six months later he had written the book, and then at first, it was Matt Damon.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then Pete Berg attached himself and sold the uni.
Wow.
It's not that exciting.
No, but still. But
Ethan had heard about it through his Navy SEAL buddy a long time ago.
But it's still interesting how, like, you know, you can have these things happen to where...
Any kind of these true stories.
Yeah.
Even Captain Phillips, which you hear about that story and you think that's not that fascinating, but when it really happens, there's some great stuff.
Especially when like if you pitch it as if it was not a true story, you're like, ah, then you're like, this really happened. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, especially the end of Captain Phillips. Did you see Captain Phillips yet, Katie?
No, I have not.
What was the last movie that you saw, by the way? I'm curious. you're busy. You're busy all the time. You don't see movies as much as we do, obviously, but there are, it was something on...
I swear to God. Oh, it was Insidious 2.
Okay, and what did you think of that one?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I was scared.
Were you scared?
By it.
Did you see the first one?
I went and saw it because it opened the second weekend of Riddick, and I wanted to...
check out the competition?
Yeah, and it stole the top spot, by a lot.
Right.
But I
horror
wanted
movies.
To go
Cheap
see
horror
it.
Movies, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was freaky, but my fiance and my best friends, who are both in the film industry, were laughing. They were like, this is horrible.
I'm on their side.
Yeah.
I didn't love it, but I think Ellis liked it. I don't know.
I'm a pussy. I scream at everything. I cry at everything.
Some people really like the movies.
Yeah, scared the crap out of me.
So, okay. Now we're going to get into this Q&A. Now, we actually did this Q&A around, I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago. Actually, we did a Q&A with Bonnie Somerville.
Wow. I actually go after her. She does something first.
All right, let's do a...
Well played, Christian. Play it off.
Thank you. Let's do Q&A with Katie Sackhoff. And Naveed, why don't you go ahead? You're going to ask the Facebook questions. I will ask the Twitter questions.
Okay, this one's from Omar Tarbush.
Yeah.
He said, I asked this question to Bonnie, too, but I'm curious to hear what Katie would say. If you could choose any director that you wish you could collaborate with, who would it be?
What's that?
You can ask any director. You know, with what's going on right now, I'd love to work with J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
I really would.
Now, wait a minute. Have you gotten as anything? Nothing?
No fucking comment.
No. Oh, all right. Fair
about
enough.
Anything?
Can you? All right. So. I just lost the. Ken, help me out.
Christian dumped a beer on his
computer. I did dump a beer on my computer, yeah. So,
it's acting really weird.
I am trying to get all these questions. Johnny, actually, where's Johnny? Our engineer has taken off. We don't have an engineer right now.
JJ in what?
JJ in what?
In what?
It, no comment.
Exactly. So well, there's a lot of stuff going on, too, as far as... So if you could work with any actor... There was someone that... And I'll find out who the person was that asked this. If there was any romantic comedy... that you could work with, who would be your leading man that you would like to work with in a romantic comedy?
Shit, that's such a hard question.
It's Naveed.
It's Naveed. Yeah. I don't know. I know. I'm still distracted by Josh Brolin.
It really, you're basically big more with
me,
huh?
Or Carl Urban?
Carl Urban's really hot.
Come on.
You know who I would... I would love... to work with Bill Cosby. That's who I would love
Bill
to
Cosby,
work with.
Bill Cosby? In a romantic comedy?
No, but odd. Just in general. Like, because I can't think of romantic comedies because they don't come to me. So.
Well, I can Josh, hit me up.
That'd be amazing.
The jello, the pudding pie.
We need
no,
a little
Leonard Part 7.
I would love to. That's the one person I've always wanted to work with my entire life.
She was the original first choice for Ghost Dad. You just, we didn't
know. All right, I got another one. Here's from our good pal, Leanne. What do you anticipate for Vic coming up on Longmire?
A lot more stomping through snow and trying to keep up with the boys and horrible, beautiful locations that drive me crazy because they're usually 2 hours away and we have to drive ourselves. And so probably that. Probably just a lot of more breathtaking views and I don't know. You know, we left Vic in a very precarious situation where she's going to quite potentially take things into her own hands, which is interesting. So okay. I hope she grows a pair of balls and starts shooting people.
Season 3 is greenlit, ready to go? I mean, did they greenlit it yet?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing because it was all over the place for a little bit. We have been greenlit. I don't know if they've officially talked about it, but at this point I think it's pretty obvious that we have.
And you've been doing pretty good in that network, huh?
Yeah, it's weird to me that, you know, you can be on a show that is so successful with the fans and has such great numbers, and the press just doesn't give it attention. And it's like, you know, because we don't show boobs and we're not controversial, we get completely, avoided
by
the
press. Isn't
that funny?
And in 1987, you would have been the biggest show in America. Yeah.
I mean, we have higher ratings. Speaking of our own network, we have higher ratings than, we have double the ratings of Bates Motel, yet Bates Motel is... a darling, and not that, you know, nothing against Bates Motel.
But, yeah,
it's
fantastic
show.
I understand what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, we've got double the ratings they do, yet they're the one everyone talks about. And it's so weird to me that that's, you know, just the way things go. But then again, you know, CSI has like 20 million viewers, right?
All right. We're tweeting questions in at Schmoes No to Katie Sackhoff. We're here with a Q&A. We're doing this for about half an hour. Naveed's asking on Facebook, facebook.com/Schmoes No. Naveed, you got one?
Yes, I do. But first of all, it just highlighted Daniela McBride. Hello. Call me later.
She's been on the show. She deemed Riley Yodi.
She's Forrest Gump level intelligence.
Stop it. Stop it. That's a friend of the show. Stop it.
Don't
How
say
dare
it.
You? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Forrest Gump's
Get out of here. That's mean. Get out of here. Get out of here. That's awful. Get out of here. That is terrible. Get out of here.
I don't even know who that is, and that's awful.
Get out of here. You come back in 2 minutes, you at dirty animal. It's a friend of the show.
I don't even know who that is.
Maria Guilpez asks, same question I asked Bonnie. Have you ever dated anyone who looks like Dane Cook?
What a dick.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the next question we have is from Matthew Winger, Matt Winger 72.
Matt Winger.
Great 17. Are there any franchises that you'd love to get involved with, like J.J. Abrams and Star Wars? Oh, no, he didn't write that. But he did write the first part. He said, are there any other franchises that you'd love to get involved with?
There's so many. Yeah. You know, I mean, new Terminator, I would love to do that. I would love to, but, you know, I think I've aged out. They're looking at girls that are about 25.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of franchises that are out there that are absolutely amazing. And as a fan of film, I kind of like gravitate toward them. But, you know, I'm just happy to still have a job.
Yeah. Okay. Now, got another one here from Juan Campos, who says, if you could pick an actor to play Wonder Woman, can't pick yourself, who would you pick and why?
Oh, fuck. Zoe Saldana.
Interesting. Okay, that's an interesting choice. Naveen, you got another one?
Pick Eva Longoria. Remember?
I don't care. It's not your Q&A. I just want a question for Katie Sackhoff.
How come you get easy names like whatever that last one was? Harris Polychronopoulos.
Can you ask
a
real
question?
Can you ask a real question?
This is a person asks.
No, but I can't ask a real question.
What is the most difficult thing you have done for a role?
Okay.
Oh, God.
In roles, Polychronopoulos.
For Battlestar, I went in like 6-7 times. I cut my hair. They didn't think that I was tough enough.
Oh, wow. Is that really what happened? I didn't know.
You know, they refused to see me because I was too young.
Oh,
and
wow.
They didn't think that I could be tough. And I just kept going back and begging and begging and begging and begging and finally got the role.
Wow. And was that part of it because maybe Starbuck was so persistent and everything, too? And
no, they wanted someone that was like 32 and I was 21. They really wanted someone older than me. And David Icke's ex-wife was watching the videos in he was watching them in fast forward as they do when they're casting movies, which thanks guys, fucking assholes. Right. You blood, sweat, tears, fast forward.
Right.
And she walked by the screen and just said, I don't know why you guys are struggling so much.
That's her,
right?
Huh?
There.
Oh,
fast
wow.
forward. And so I got the job.
Then do you send her a Christmas present every year?
No, but I should. Now I feel like a really bad person.
8 years later. Here's your Christmas.
Right.
Like, here's your Christmas present. Thanks for the job.
Naveed, go ahead. Ask another one.
Sam Porter asks, what was it like working with Vin Diesel and does he really like dudes? He didn't ask that last
You guys,
welcome back.
Vin is absolutely amazing. Like, I loved every second of working with that man, and you know, I would be blessed to go back for another one. Such an amazing opportunity. He and I have talked about a television show. We've talked about a lot of interesting things that could kind of like rotate around the character of Dahl. And I respect the guy. He worked his ass off to get that movie made, and it got made and made money. So
yeah, he did. And he's
pretty impressive. It's to be applauded.
It's funny because the thing with him as well, to him, the guy's a huge movie star, and he knows how to use social media to market himself. He's very smart that way. He doesn't like a lot of big movie stars. They just let their teams do it, and they don't like. He goes out there, and this dude works and gets fans interacting, and it's really smart. You don't see it a lot.
No, he's absolutely knows what he's doing. He's very, very smart and calculated.
Well, here's a question then too. Like, do you think that now working with you guys did a lot of press together?
Yeah, most of it.
And spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Now, I hope this is not another no comment thing, though, too, but have you broached the Fast and Furious franchise?
Myself?
Yeah.
I did. We spoke about it, and it was decided that that he and I and two franchises shouldn't happen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to integrate it. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So does that mean The Rock's not going to pop up in anything else Vin Diesel does, too? Come on.
I don't know. I think that, you know, it's the two biggest things that Vin is known for.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not as far as action, I was going to say you could throw Triple X in there if you really wanted to, like, sit there and make another one and keep going.
I heard that they were. Are they going to do that one?
They also might. It was great, though.
Yeah.
I still remember that snow scene. It was fucking awesome.
Good replacement with Ice Cube. All right. Next, next question that we have would be from at Myers FTW, who would win in a fist fight between Ripley and Dahl?
Oh, God.
It's a good one.
That's a really good one. Probably Dahl, because she obviously punches first.
Wow.
So, and Ripley kind of is defensive, and Dahl is very antagonistic.
All right. Naveed?
These are terrible questions, people.
All right, well, go up somewhere. Go up together. There's somewhere.
Make one up.
Yeah.
Make one up.
No, yeah, I will not go over with you.
I got a good one, too, because this is from at Sarah Jensen 204 asks, hey, Katie, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Fuck my face, people.
I had a couple of those, too.
And it's back. You had a couple fuck my faces? We're in Vegas.
Favorite movie of all time. You know, I'm gonna go out on a limb and show you guys the crazy, creepy side of me that everyone makes fun of. Anything Jennifer Lopez does, mine is Geely. I'm obsessed with The Wedding Planner.
Really?
And Made in Manhattan. When I am sick, my fiance turns them on for me.
And that makes gets you through it?
Makes me happy.
Wow, okay. Oh, so that really?
Yes, it's a sad
Starbuck
thing.
Loves The Wedding Planner. How about it?
Fucking love J-Lo, I gotta tell you. Anything she does.
I like this question. I don't know the answer to this question. So at Hawaiian Beef Stew asks, have you ever gotten in an actual fight and kicked that person's ass?
Wow.
Have you been in a real fight before?
That's a
great question.
It's a really good question. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to hear about this. What happened? How old were you?
What were you wearing?
I was...
Stop it.
I was naked. No.
Yes.
I was...
left boob.
I was 13 years old. I was in seventh grade. And this girl heard that I was hitting on her boyfriend or something.
Is this in Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she came up and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna face this problem head on. I was
white girl, Spanish girl, black girl?
White girl.
Okay.
And so I walked up to her and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so I went to take my backpack off because I realized that this was gonna go down. And I took my tits out.
So slapping around with her tits.
I did. I was like, boom, boom, boom.
What a great fight for the guys. You have a math class? Fuck that.
I took my backpack off and she sucker punched me with my hands back.
Oh, man.
And then I attacked her in a crazy, crazy way.
Right.
Got pulled off of her. We both got suspended. My friend Chad was there, who's still friends with till this day, and he was like, you were insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Because she punched you in the cheap shot.
Yeah, cheap shot. Yeah. And then I went crazy.
Wow.
She became my best friend.
Oh, really?
Still friends with her to this day.
It's like
Trisha Helfer?
I did. Could you imagine? My friend Rachel Sotomayor, we grew up together and we were sitting in the principal's office. I had like eyes here and she had like eyes here. And we just started laughing and we spent the entire like 5 days we were suspended together.
Oh, wow. So you got, and that was it. It just
still my friend lives in San Diego.
Her mom's a chief justice of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's like Mickey Ward and Gotti.
Yeah.
So it turned out to be. Yeah. You got any more?
Only fight I've ever been in my entire life, and she's still my friend. She actually came to Comic-Con with me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, see.
She's an amazing coach.
And that's the
she's
only fight you've ever been in your entire life. Wow. All right.
I got one.
All right.
L.A. or La Couture asks, everybody's going back. Let's go forward. What else do you want to experience in your career that you haven't done? Would you want to direct? And who would your dream cast be to work with or consist of?
Yeah, no, I have no desire to direct ever. The director never stops. He's the first one there, the last one home, and he works when he gets back to the hotel room. And it just, my brain doesn't wrap around things that way. Don't want to write. I have no desire to be a writer. I do produce, though, and I've got projects that I'm pitching. And, you know, when you date and live with a producer for 8 years, you can't help but learn from him. And, you know, I've been lucky to live with a man that's been very successful as a producer and had failures and successes. And so I've seen what both sides look like and kind of, you know, learned from that. So I would love to do that. My goal is just to create longevity and be around in 30 years.
Great. I mean, that's a great answer. All right. So we have now, let's take a call from Schmoville about some questions for Katie. Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
Hey, Schmoville. This is Isaiah.
Hey, Isaiah. You got a question for Katie?
Yeah.
What do you got?
My question is, if you had an option to take the lead role in Star Wars Episode 7 or a lead role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what would you take?
Great question. All right, thanks for the question, Isaiah. That is a great question. Can't say both.
Wow.
Because if right now I put it on your table and I go, you have a role in Star Wars, you have a role in a Marvel movie, they both have big universes.
Yeah.
What do you take?
Star Wars.
Wow. And you know why I would say also that makes a little sense? Because Katie is a Star Wars alumni. She is a voice on the Clone Wars.
Yeah. You know, and it's I bonded with my dad over science fiction and Star Wars and Star Trek. And I would just feel blessed to have it come full circle and be involved in that.
All right. One more call from Schmoville. Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Tony Morrow.
Tony, what's up? What do you got?
Welcome back, Katie, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm also really excited that Rachel's going to be on the show later tonight. But my question is, what is your favorite superhero movie of the year so far?
She might not have seen them all. I think she's been working for the majority, but
yeah, I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them all.
I actually seen Man of Steel though.
Did you see Man of Steel?
No, but it's on DVR right now. You're gonna see it. I'm getting ready to watch it.
Okay, so she'll probably check that, and then we'll get her review when she comes back.
I'll let you know soon.
Yeah, cool.
You know?
You can tweet it out.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Right. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Sorry about that.
All right. Here's one from at Leah Martins. She says, Katie, have you ever been in a motorcycle accident?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Two of them.
Two of them. So what happened? How old were you on that one? Same right after the fight with the girl at 13?
No. One was in the driving course, actually.
Okay.
And people bet that I wouldn't come back for the second day. And I showed up because I crashed the bike. And the next one was I got cut off by a car on a blind hill and dropped the bike pretty hard. And the handlebars like pushed over to the side. I wasn't really hurt. I was kind of shook up a little bit. My head was kind of, you know, messed up. But Scott and Michael Trucco pushed the bars back and we went and had a beer.
Holy shit. Wow. Okay.
Well, I've never had a bad one, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty bad ones.
And you still ride the bike a lot?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right. Naveen, you got another one?
You go first.
Okay. At Margaret Flinner says, what is the favorite TV show that you've binge-watched?
Oh, fuck.
It can be reality TV. It can be the end of your big reality TV. Something. Oh, fuck is a good one.
Yeah. I'm binge-watching House of Cards right now.
Oh, how is that?
Yeah, me too.
It's great.
Fucking brilliant. Yeah.
I've never heard one bad thing about that show.
Wait, there's not one bad thing to say about it.
I
it's fucking brilliant.
Kate never shows her boobs.
Well.
And Makuga says the same.
All right,
just wait.
But
just wait.
I binge-watched Alias.
Okay.
I binge-watched,
How to Be a White Rapper. The reality TV show,
totally.
Old school show. What was that one with Third Base? Remember that Third Base? Third Base had a VH1 show. How to be like the only white rapper that they had. I don't know why I remember that, but that show did not go past season one. I watched that all six episodes and it was done.
Because there's like two of them.
Yes, that's true. All right, at Drew Baca 80 says, when is the follow up fragrance to Classy Whore? Classless Whore coming up.
Classless Whore.
When's that coming out?
Yeah.
Not coming out at all. All right. Sorry about that. All right. What do you got? Ken, what do you got?
Brian, me?
No, I mean, Naveed, what do you got?
Brian Sudfield asks, do you stay in touch with your Battlestar castmates?
Yeah. No, I see Trish all the time and Michael Trucco and Mary McDonald and I just saw Eddie. And I met some of my closest girlfriends on that show. So.
And you keep in touch with a lot of them?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do another call from Schmoville. Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
Sorry. Just give me a second to get to a quiet space and I will be right there at the moment.
You got it, sir. And we'll be sending you your free passport to...
That's
what,
amazing.
Yeah, what do you... What,
I am so sorry.
No, right. You're all right, sweetie.
That's okay, dude. Hey, what's up, Hoagie? Hoagie, so what do you got for Katie?
All right, we kind of talked about who would you like to work with, but who would you want to avoid working with?
Ah, fun question.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Dead people.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Fun question. Sorry.
You can class it if you want. Thank you, Hoagie. A certain person had acted or a certain.
I would never, ever, ever want to do anything with somebody who started as a reality star.
Okay. Ever.
I can't. Is there one that's established themselves as a successful actress?
Puck. Oh, no.
Or actor?
There was that one guy. You know who was all right? Was the dude from Van Wilder. He's the black dude from Van Wilder.
Oh, black dude?
Yeah, and he was good in that movie, and then he just disappeared. Who is it?
Tech.
Who's Tech? Is that who that was?
Yeah, Tech was the guy.
Yeah, but he disappeared. But, yeah, there was a girl that was in the what the hell was the show that she was in?
San Diego.
She was in the one with Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
She was horrible in that movie.
No.
Yeah.
In the animal?
The movie was
the animal.
In the animal.
Yeah. So
we cast her in that movie.
No, that's right. You did the animal?
At Revolution.
And what do you got?
The chick from that played the wife in Hangover 2. The Asian girl. She was a reality star.
Right. So yeah, no one's really stood out, I don't think. I mean, there's tons of reality stars that have made it, obviously. Through the singing competitions and stuff of that nature, but
what's her face? The my name is Precious. No,
no, that's, no, that's no, no, not no,
no, the other big black girl.
No, you're no, no, going down the wrong path. Monique.
No, 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 the one
stand-up comedian.
She was like runner-up in
the Shovel.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson.
Hudson, her.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, but she's...
There you go.
Does that count?
I would work with Jennifer Hudson.
But does that count as... I mean, she was a reality show as much as a competition show? I mean, it's tough. But who cares?
It's a little different because she proved that she's got some talent.
Right. All right, Matt Brown at CallMeRoy88, which is still one of my favorite Twitter handles of all time if you're a diehard fan. What is your favorite show that you have guest starred on?
Big Bang Theory.
Definitely, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow, and you just tweeted something out about that recently, too. What was it that was so fun? Was it the chemistry? They know how to work together? What was it in general that you liked working at Big Bang Theory?
I just love everyone over there so much, and I thought that it was a very creative way to kind of like not only have me on the show, which is something that Chuck had been trying to do, but to do it in such a creative way that kind of like mirrored Number 6 on Battlestar.
Yeah.
It was just a very interesting way to do it.
And didn't you go back? You went back with George Takei also, right? That's awesome. How was working with that guy?
Amazing. Like, I took a picture and sent it to my dad, and I was like, holy fuck.
Was he funny? He's a nice guy.
He's amazing. He's very funny.
He is somebody that I definitely want to have on this show eventually,
George
too. Oh, man. Are you kidding me? That guy, a legend. An absolute legend. And, again, speaking of Star Trek, did you see the new Star Trek, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what did you think of the most recent Star Trek?
I loved it.
Yeah, I watched it again. I know Ken's not a huge fan of it, but I actually
it was
just...
Great.
The first time I saw it, I was like, it's good. I really liked it the second time I watched it.
I didn't think it was as good as the first one, but Benedict Cumberbatch.
So good.
What a brilliant
actor,
right?
Oh, man, that guy.
Talking about coming out of fucking nowhere and like taking over the business.
Big time. And talking about rumored in Star Wars, that guy's rumored. You talk about no comment. Anytime you ask that guy about Star Wars right now, that is no comment around the board.
I should ask him that.
You should ask him because, dude, it is highly rumored in Latino Review, broke it first, the fact that he is cast as a Sith Lord in the new Star Wars movie. So that is going to be what's that face?
Wow.
That
was a face.
I saw a face. But again, she can't say anything.
I'm a Sith Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Harry, here's a question.
Look at her face.
I just made her silent. That is unbelievable that we were able to make Katie Sackhoff silent with talking about that.
Well,
I love it. Okay. All right. So Darcy Oliver asks, Katie, what was the best thing about shooting Riddick?
Just to be in it.
Wait, Darcy Oliver said, "Love Navid. He's amazing. It's right there."
Nice. But what was it about? I mean, like, of course, having that big, you know, it's a big movie. Vin Diesel right now. It's a good time to be in a movie with him, obviously. But while you're shooting that movie, what is it that you really take away from it? Even something maybe you learned about yourself. Maybe like what was it that you really took away from Riddick?
God, Jesus Christ. I need to find a different way to stay awake for night shoots other than taking pixie sticks down the fucking throat.
That is the absolute answer I was looking for.
Coffee stops working at a certain point.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Sugar is fantastic because you can have sugar and you can also go to bed 15 minutes later.
Right. Were the shoots that long? How long were the days typically?
We typically wrapped at 5 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Okay. Then here's going off the opposite side of that. That guy, Will Reed, asks, what was your least favorite thing that you've ever been in?
Oh, God. A few pilots I've done that didn't get picked up.
And you were happy that they didn't get picked up?
Blissfully.
Okay,
happy.
Cool. Good.
They didn't get picked up.
Okay. Let's see.
Dick Wolf actually said to me, "You're actually sort of attractive when you sit on your hands and you don't move your face." And I went, "So I guess we're probably not going to work together then."
Wow.
And this was like day one of a pilot. And I was like,
"Wait, how do you
check, please?
How do you react to that when someone says, especially when it's Dick Wolf and you're working on that show? How do you react to something like that?"
Like, you know, it was a very interesting moment because I actually believed him. I was really worried. I trusted him and I respected him and I was a big fan of his and it affected my work for a long time.
Because you hear this and it starts getting in your head because this guy was a successful guy. He says this and now you realize that his show was shit and you go, "Oh, I'm not going to listen to that anymore." More or less. You know, I said it. Okay. So let's see. John Campos, again, asks, has working in the TV movie industry increased or hurt your appreciation of TV and movies? I love that question.
It's changed it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't watch movies the same way anymore. I have a hard time watching any movie that has a blonde girl in it my age.
Yeah.
Said,
I can do it. That should have been me.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Because everything's competition.
Yeah. But other than that, like, you know, I love it. It hasn't really changed. I'm still a big, massive movie fan.
Okay. Naveed, you got anything else there that you on your end?
No, you kind of answered this one, but Anthony Prophet asked if there's a video.
Of my tit?
Of what?
I don't know. Just, is there a video?
Is there a video? Of what?
Is there a video? I don't know.
Oh, it's probably maybe pertaining to the Bonnie thing.
Bonnie thing.
So, no, there is no video.
Bonnie thing.
All right. Hey, so, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
There's a video with Christian and Bonnie.
Hey, guys. Stuart from Hawaii.
Stuart, what's up, man? So, what do you got for Katie?
First of all, welcome back, Katie.
Thank you, sweetie.
And I was just wondering, who was the actor or actress that really influenced you to become an actor? I mean, I'm an actress.
Great question. Thanks, man.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, who, when you were younger, like, I mean, I remember you telling me that Sigourney Weaver from Aliens, too.
Yeah, I was a big Sigourney fan. But I don't know, like, anything that I could go do. Like, I remember watching and memorizing the entire Sister Act movie.
Really?
Doing every part to
Whoopi
it.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Wow. So
loved Whoopi Goldberg.
So, well, that you do a lot of action stuff. You do, I mean, your character's usually tough. I know that in Vic's a little different, too, where you have the lighter side as well, not as rough as Starbuck was. And you have done comedy. I mean, obviously with Big Bang and with Workaholics. Is comedy something that you would like to explore more?
Yeah, comedy for sure. I just talked to Adam Devine tonight, actually, about doing his other show. So I love doing comedy, and it you know, gives me an opportunity to be an idiot. Because I grew up watching, you know, Lucille Ball constantly, and I love physical comedy. Like,
being
I'm not very good, like, if you give me a line, I'm not very good going, like, you know, being funny.
Well, but that's the thing. You've been, and again, I've known you for a long time, but having you on this show when you were co-hosting, you were here for 4 months. Your timing is really good. And the fact that you are goofy and you are silly, and I think that everybody pretty much thinks that you should do more comedy too. So it would be cool to see you do more comedies for sure.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Talk to the studios. They think I'm like a lame duck or something.
You know what? I think that's the thing, though.
There was a question in there about being typecast.
That's too. What I was just going to ask you. So as an executive, when you
oh, totally.
So Katie Sackhoff comes in and you're casting a comedy. Right away, she's working against it, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? Just because she's, you don't think she can do it?
No. I mean, it's not whether or not I think she could do it. It's just immediately like going up to my boss going, hey, Katie Sackhoff is like, the girl that's the action star? No. It's hard.
It's a hard sell.
Yeah.
Listen, the thing that I've realized in this business is when you walk into a room, they want you to be fantastic because they want to stop fucking looking. But, you know, it's really hard for me to get in on comedy roles because it's a harder sell. You know, it's a harder sell. And it has nothing to do with me or whatever, but it would be the exact same thing if they said, hey, Amy Adams is going to be in the next Riddick.
Yeah.
Right.
You'd be like, I'm sure she can do it, but why not hire Katie Sackhoff? It's
right.
The exact same thing. It's
right.
Just on the other side of
There's
it.
There's also a thing, too, about selling the movie to an audience and everything else. People just feel comfortable. Foreign audiences know that you're a person in a certain thing.
Right.
Well, let's be honest. The man sells the movie anyway. So, you know, if you had like a really big guy in the comedy, you could probably more easily cast me. But
right.
If it's like me carrying a comedy,
it's
going to
be tough.
Happen.
Right. Well, and again, unless this the other one, the action movie blows up and then you are able, you maybe have some more choices as well down the line to, you know, call your shots. And do you have any grip yet on what the character is about in your movie? Or again, can't. No comment.
For the Adi Shankar movie?
Yes.
A little bit.
Okay, so say anything about what you... No, you can't say anything. All right.
Oh, come on.
I can't. I'm sorry. Like, that's like completely...
No, last time... And look, here's the thing. Last time she was on, we asked her about her answer was really not that bad, and she got a lot of shit for it, so I understand where she's holding back here, but...
It's hard, yeah. I mean, you know, people...
Yeah.
I listen. Who
wrote the Adi Shankar one?
But isn't wait? I want to go real quick though. I want to go back to this Marvel thing real quick.
Hold on. Wait. I want to hear who wrote it because I might. Who was it?
I need to look it up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. With the Marvel thing though too. Granted that it's a pain in the ass because then you have Marvel going, "Hey, what the fuck?"
Interestingly enough, though, yeah. Marvel didn't go haywire.
They didn't. Okay, great.
Absolutely not. It was the fans. But Marvel didn't, because it's an interesting thing, because the fans really do have a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And the internet and social media has a lot of weight. And if your name starts getting bounced around a lot,
that's what
for
I was gonna
something.
Ask you. That's what I was going to ask you.
It does, you know.
So was it that bad that no? So the fact that you, because your name has been thrown out there for not only Ms. Marvel, but it's also been thrown out there for Harley Quinn, and now that is a perfect time for your name to be thrown around for that, especially when you're hearing that Wonder Woman's going to be in this movie, and then all, you know, eventually the Joker is going to be in the new Batman movie. You should start sniffing around for Harley Quinn sooner than later. No comment. All right. Guys, so we lose you here, huh? You got to go?
Yeah, I got to go.
All right. So
I got to go. I got to meet him tomorrow.
All right. All right. It's big meeting for Katie Sackhoff. I will talk to you soon and find out when you are back in town, because we need to have you back in studio.
Yes.
Talk some more stuff.
Yes.
Follow Katie at Katie Sackhoff. I want to get a picture of JTI before Katie leaves. And then
bringing cookies and jam next time, because I'm actually off, so I'm going to bake this year for Christmas.
I love it. Rachel Brooks Smith will be here at 9, as well as Bonnie Somerville is coming in at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So we'll be back in just a second. Follow Katie Sackhoff at Katie Sackhoff. And again, make sure when Riddick comes out on Blu-ray, you mother effs are buying it.
Yeah.
Peace out. Let's.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
What's up, Toadheads? Hey, make sure you check out the Toad Hop store on ToadHopNetwork.com. It's a great way to support the network and helps continue to bring you quality programming.
Quality programming, my ass.
Can you see I'm recording, you a**hole?
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers. Or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you kick ass online. Right now, GoDaddy's offering .com domains for just $1.99. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code TOAD to get your $1.99.com, or click on the GoDaddy graphic on the Toad Hop website. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
Does your car smell like... You need Scent Bomb. Does your house smell like... Get some Scent Bomb. Does the bathroom smell like... Get some Scent Bomb. Go to GetSomeScentBomb.com today for the best air freshener you've ever tried. We are so confident that you will love Scent Bomb that we're giving away a free bottle to the next 12 customers to type in the promo code RADIO at checkout. If you're tired of weak air fresheners, try Scent Bomb. Scent Bomb is a concentrated air freshener, so all you need is just a couple of sprays and the smell will last for days. That's right, you spray it today and you still smell it tomorrow. We guarantee that it's the best air freshener you've ever tried. So go to GetSomeScentBomb.com and enter the promo code RADIO at checkout to get your free bottle today. There's nearly 100 fragrances to choose from, so go to GetSomeScentBomb.com. That's GetSomeScentBomb.com.
What's up, everyone? Sports Guru here. Sick of looking at the same old boring websites? Well, check out thenewsportsguru.com for all the hottest trending videos and all the biggest sports news. Become a VIP for only $4.99 and get premium access to everything the Sports Guru has to offer. The beautiful gurus, girls, all my biggest sports picks, and much more. So get off that porn site and check out thenewsportsguru.com.
to leave your house to shop, to crawl through traffic to the mall.
Just to find the thing you wanted.
Isn't even there at all.
Amazon.com is the answer.
Shop at home in style and ease.
Find exactly what you want.
Ordering your stuff's a breeze.
Books on tape.
Games galore.
Everything you're looking for.
Kindle. Cameras. Electronics.
Baby Einstein.
Hooked on Phonics.
Blu-ray.
Movies.
And TV.
Download.
Music.
MP3.
Pixar.
Disney.
Microphones.
Pet supplies and doggy bones.
World of Warcraft.
Nancy Drew.
Sims.
The Scruff System too.
Click Amazon.
You'll smile with glee.
Sometimes shipping's even free.
With GameFly, choose from over 6,000 titles. Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start, no late fees. GameFly.com. Games delivered.
Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood,
this
is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
Enhances the senses, opens your mind.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
I want to see if Naveed can guess what movie this is from. We'll let it play for a little bit. It's the Schmoes No Movie Show. Christian Harloff here. And before we get into our new co-host and our guest, I want to talk to you guys about Ripped Apparel as this song goes in. And I want to see if Schmoville can guess it as it goes in. All the music chosen by Schmoville tonight, which is amazing. Ripped Apparel is a fantastic, fantastic website that are their T-shirts that they mix together, like very the pop culture that we love. Like again, there's a lot of Breaking Bad shirts. Both our interns tonight have shirts on from Ripped Apparel. And
nice.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you know what the song is to be?
No.
It's from the first Terminator in that club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how fantastic is that? It's
wow.
Good, right? So good.
That's quite a pull.
Yeah, turn it up, Johnny. Ice, pump it up. Listen to that. Yeah, he's got the laser sighted gun.
Oh, he's dancing.
Yeah, so good. All right. So anyway, check out Ripped Apparel. And if you go to RippedApparel.com and you type in, you want the shirt, 24 hours, you buy the shirt, and you want it, you type in for this month, SK Dark World, and you get $1 off the shirt. It's worth it. All right.
Thought you were going to get me a shirt.
Well,
yeah, me too. Come on.
I'm getting bombarded already. If I got a couple
I
hits,
want one.
That means that Bonnie's here.
That means he, well, by the way, and I'm shocked, and I don't even. I'm shocked.
Not, whatever.
By the way, I know I am going to address this in a second, but I want to talk to our guest first, and we'll get into this because I have a bone to pick with you, obviously.
You have a boner to pick.
We're going to pick that in a little bit, but before we do it. Wow. I walked right into it. I know I walked into
it. I mean, it's me. Come
it's
on.
You.
I'm here. What do you want?
I owned it. Of course
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Because
I'm sorry.
Because,
I love it.
Yeah,
we have a history here.
Yeah, so.
He gets boners around me. What are you going to do?
All right.
I mean, she's a pretty
ironically,
girl.
So
thank you.
What
you're
I,
welcome.
What I love, though, is here's the thing I want to ask you. Did you listen to the first hour of the show?
Why would I?
had you have, I would have.
I was
loved
reading War and Peace outside.
I would have loved to have seen
Tolstoy Thursdays.
I would have loved to have seen the reaction on some of the comments. Take your own medicine. Anyway, let's talk to our guest.
Oh, I'll take your medicine.
Well, you already have. Let's talk about our guest. Please is running into
shitstorm.
Yes, Tony Morrow. Who is a fan of the show, and I'm going to give the guy his props. Yes.
Hey, Tony. So sweet.
He tweets at all of us. I'm going to give him his props.
He does.
He is the reason our next guest is here. Mm-hmm.
This is true. So thank you, Tony.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It is Rochelle.
It's Rachel.
It is Rachel?
Rachel.
Because it's spelled Rochelle.
There actually is a story behind it.
No, I've been saying Rachel.
Yeah,
I've been saying Rachel the whole time.
Such a schmo.
I am. And I've seen it the whole time. And I was like, well, maybe I'm going to ask first. But all right, so it's Rachel Brooksmith.
Mm-hmm.
You are, and this is why actually I'm
so
very
pretty.
Happy. Yeah, she's very pretty, but also another reason I wanted you here, Bonnie, is because you are deep into the music world, the dancing world. Bonnie is a phenomenal singer.
Thank
so
you.
I wanted to talk to you about like kind of, and you're also in, and tying it into the geek world, you were also in Iron Man 2.
I was.
So
lucky.
Yeah,
it
so,
was so fun.
I want to talk to you about that first because that's our fans are going to go bananas on Iron Man 2. Tell us about, first of all, how you got the role, what it was like, what you did for your role, and what it was like being on set of this kind of big juggernaut that it is now.
So I played what they called Ironettes at the very beginning of the second film. There's a bunch of girls that are dancing on stage when Tony Stark comes down, and we have like the Ironettes costume on, and we were sent for about 2 weeks, and it was so much fun. I mean, I'm all about the fun, and it was... How is he? Is he so? I met him once, and he I've been a fan since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Me too. I was.
Well, you're.
I might be a little older, but he was a little, I was a little upset, just a, like a year. Not.
Yeah. I know, nothing much.
But
no, no, no.
He was so nice mm-hmm. that I was, I never really get starstruck, and I literally was sitting at a Super Bowl party next to him, and I was like, I'm losing my mind. Like, it's...
Oh, so you need to jump
Robert
in.
Robert Downey Jr.
Me?
Yeah, you. Because
you know.
Well, we know him because we were able to, we worked with his wife.
We knew, okay. Yeah, we worked with his wife. But that, we knew him when he couldn't get cast
in anything. Yeah, so,
I love that.
So that's why. So I want to hear
David
Rachel's.
David E. Kelly giving him the comeback.
I know.
Comeback.
It's true. I want to,
he fired his agent because he didn't get the role that in some dog lover movie.
Oh, we then needed the Shaggy
Walk
Dog.
The dog. No. It was a Walk the Dog thing that John Cusack got the
role. Oh, really?
His agent over
because he didn't get it. Wow.
Oh, yeah,
All right. So let's talk to Rachel now about, I want to talk about Iron Man 2
yeah.
because for me, I want to know, like, being on that, because again, Iron Man was a huge hit, the first one. So you're on this sequel. You know it's going to be.
Yeah.
This is the second one she's on. But I'm saying the first one was a huge hit. So when so as an actress, when you go in there and you're watching, you're like, holy shit. Like, are you intimidated? And you're dancing in this.
Yeah,
in
this one, yeah, we're dancing. I mean, yeah, it's a huge set. We shot my scenes in Manhattan Beach, the studios there. And I mean, I've always been a fan of Robert Downey. And it was, we also got to do a Jay Leno.
Same thing, exactly.
Yeah. Where we were, he was, you know, doing his interview, and we were a couple of the girls. We got to do a performance there, so we got to be backstage with him. He was just so nice, and I think, you know, also being an actress and being such a fan of his, it's so great when you can meet people who are extremely talented,
nice.
Extremely successful, but just have such a down to earth.
Right, it makes it easier. It makes it a lot easier.
Ironettes at the premiere too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
It was fun. It was really, really fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's talk about your dancing then. So that's where you started. That's your passion.
No, I mean, I actually started as a gymnast, and I broke my hand. I have a battle scar with 6 pins in there.
How did you do that?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I was winning the entire meet. It was like supposed to. It was my last event. It was beam. I was doing a back handspring on the beam, and you could hear the crack from across the auditorium, and you know, I was 13 at the time, extremely competitive, and my coach came up to me after, and she's like, you know, Rachel, sometimes knuckles crack, and you need to get back up on the beam, and your team needs you. So I tried, and
couldn't do it, huh?
I tried a cartwheel on the floor and fell completely on my head.
Wow.
And my other coach pulled me, and, you know, that was kind of the end of my gymnastics career. But I was also a completely stressed out little girl, and when I found, you know, acting, dancing, and singing all kind of at the same time, I found out, I was like, wow, I can actually enjoy life and be happy and get to do something I love.
Maybe they'll bring back the gymnast movie, which, what was
right.
it?
Stick
the
It.
The best one ever?
No.
The one from the 80s.
I know which one you said. The one, with the...
Come on,
somebody. Oh, and it's Eric Roberts, right? Yeah.
I love Eric Roberts. And talk about the music
the
in that,
that
movie.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. But
I need to go watch this one.
I was a gymnast as a kid, too.
Okay,
but I wasn't probably not...
Eric Roberts. And look, I've actually done a couple films with him as well.
Oh, really?
Which one?
I did a film called The Cloth, which is like kind of a horror, sci-fi horror film that came out recently, and also another one called Pop Star that was just on Lifetime recently.
Okay. Hey, Johnny Ice, do you have any good dancing music? Because I want to show Rachel... Are the Wild Man dance, you know, Josh McCougar.
I saw him dancing back there. Yeah, he was getting into
just,
it.
Don't do it yet. He actually had a dance off with Derek That's Hough at Maria Menounos' birthday party.
Okay.
And so I want her to give you from a 1 to 10 scale on the dance moves. Can you give us some good music here, Johnny?
You
can put on give him the cans. Ken, what are you doing? What are you just sitting there drinking beer?
Give him the cans. Dance it up. Get on my time machine and go back to 1940. Give him the cans.
Ready, Johnny? You got something? I want to see something from Johnny S is going to pull a song up. Josh McCougar will dance in the background, and while he's dancing in the background, we're going to have Rachel rate his performance, and you can be as honest as you want.
Okay.
You can.
How about this?
What is this?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Get it.
You other brothers
what?
Can't. No, that's on it.
There we go.
He's excited.
Because that's the thing is McCougar, he knows now that he's going to be on this. See, his impressions stink, but
his impressions are horrendous.
However,
he's very cute.
Turn it up.
Here we go.
Now, if you can watch in the background. There you go.
Right.
Josh McCougar is a spin move. There's a spin move. He's dancing to the right. He's juggling his headphones. He's failing miserably right now, but now he's back on the horse. Oh, there he goes. Yeah, there's the spin. The arm goes up. There's a very strange move, and the women are getting into it.
I remember that move.
All right, no twerking. That's good. That's good. No twerking. Good. All right, let's see what our judge thought.
Oh.
Rachel, what did we
do? Oh, I wanted to keep going. I was feeling it.
This one is
that
the
was
best
my favorite move.
That one? That's your. Okay, so what? What
I think he has great body control. I'm going to give him that.
Great body.
Right,
so
I have a great body
what's
control.
He, what's he get out of? What's he get out of?
Take
out of 10? Out of 10. If you hit him in the face with a shovel, what does he get?
You know, I'm going to give you, just because I freaking love his energy, I'm going to give him an 8.
An 8. All right. That's good. That's good. All right. All right.
Because you know what? A lot of people wouldn't have those balls to get up.
He also commits with the white man overbite.
He's so committed. I think the biggest thing.
Well, here's a very weird. Here, Johnny, let's turn that down for a second. This is a tweet that is very true. Alan Cumbus writes in that he bets that Josh McCouga is definitely the best dancer at the gay bar. All right, so
that's a great tweet right there.
Now that says a lot.
That is
right?
True. Okay, so I want to talk to you more.
Well, real quick, I do want to say this though. In any performance, it's all about confidence. If you can just get up there and rock it and know that you just have the most fun ever, that will be better than any other performance.
Hey. It's like Christian has no idea what he's doing. He's just confident.
Yeah, and it makes him look so great. That's all that matters.
She defends him so well.
You're making a living kind of at it. Anything like confident. That.
Nice that's retract. Let's talk about, I want to talk to Rachel about, so the gymnast things, it stops. At what age did that happen? The
broken 13. Was 13.
13.
13. Yep. 13.
Bonnie's got a very loud voice, so it's hard to get all the facts. Okay, sometimes she talks over people
it's
a lot.
It's very loud and very sexy.
Sometimes. Depends on how many beers. All right, so
So I was 13. I was going through a really stressful time in my life because that was my life. I was extremely competitive. And then I found acting, dancing and singing shortly after. And I'll put this in there. I have the best mom. Love her to death. But she had
you
become,
have to have that. You have
you
to
know,
have an encouraging
parent. But she had
parent.
Become so much a part of my gymnastics career that it was, her life. And so, and
you don't want
us.
Her lap.
It was a rough time in that time. So what had happened was, while we were so close, she had come up at one point and said, I love you, but I can't be around you right now because, when I quit, it was kind of taking her life away too. So, just putting them there, say it was a really stressful, hard time in my 13-year-old world.
Right.
And I saw a film called Center Stage, the first one.
Love that movie.
And I had this crazy awesome experience after the film when I sat in the theater and I just cried. And I said, that is what I'm going to do with my life. Like, I'm going to be that girl that inspired me so much on the screen.
That's good for you.
Awesome. And then I actually got
good.
To...
No,
Jesus Christ.
What?
How are you married?
I'm glad you said
good.
It.
Really? Oh,
good
for you.
Anyway.
I fucking hate you so much. I can't
he's
wait.
He's such an
I
idiot.
I can't wait. You know what? I cannot wait to...
How is he married? How did you get anyone ever?
I'm telling you right now that when it comes down to this tape, when we talk about this thing... No, the stupid thing that you put up, and we'll talk about it a little bit too.
No, you pulled
that. It makes you look as stupid as you... Again, so for the thing,
police.
Oh, listen, what I was going to say, I thought that was a very, very, I thought it was a great story that she just told.
Really?
It was inspiring. Yeah, and I said, that's good for you. She's an inspiring girl.
No, you did.
I have a daughter.
Yes, he does have a daughter. God help us all.
On this one. You literally did go, okay, that's good.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say, that's good. I said, that's good
you
for
did.
You.
Can we rewind? Can we, all the schmoes out there listening in Schmoville, tweet at me. He did say it like that.
This kind of reverts to things in the past. I understand why I liked the first hour a lot more.
I was going to say it, and she said it.
All right, so let's...
So, moving on, what the great part about that was...
Wow, she's like, let's talk about me and my dancing.
Well, she jumped right into this chaos, and she deserves it.
Don't you love it?
Absolutely.
I love you guys. I freaking am obsessed.
Yeah, you absolutely... You should take control of that. Tell us about you, and fuck Christian Olive and Bonnie Sumrall. What do you got?
I guess, the great part... The inspiring part of the story, I guess, would be is that throughout all, those challenges that happened, and then I moved out to LA when I was 18, I did a performance scholarship program where it was like acting, dancing, singing every day, all day for a year, and that's all I could do. As soon as I got done with that program, I could get an agent, and one of the first things that I saw, or casting calls that I went to, saw on the wall, was Center Stage 2. So the sequel to that same movie that I said I would do. And 6 auditions later and a roller coaster ride of emotions, I got to do that.
So you opened, did you just open call, open casting, or did you?
It was a casting call on the wall at the studios called The Edge, which is mainly a dance center, but for scholarship kids, they have like acting and singing as well. That was my first big audition that they kind of scouted me in a dance class. And then I went in 6 different times for, at Sony and. got to have that part, which was that's like amazing.
Six auditions.
Yeah.
Oh,
auditions.
Yeah.
Did you ever, have you done any of these shows, the So You Think You Can Dances or shows along
no.
the way?
No. I know. It's a great show. I have a ton of friends on that have done the show, but I had, I guess when the first, around when the show was first starting, I had already done Center Stage. And then I was working. My more focus is acting. I will always dance. I love dancing.
Not as well as Josh, but we
yeah,
understand.
I mean, I'm competing for that right now with Josh. Yeah. So maybe we can have a dance off after.
She
with
doesn't
my
think she
foot.
Can dance, Christian. She knows.
Ooh, God.
It's true.
Just look cute.
Good for you. You
just look cute and keep dancing.
I was just about to say. I was just about to give you a compliment. You're turning against me too. She's not going to be here next week.
I'm taking over the
and
show.
Neither will you.
Yeah. I'm taking over the show. My name is Somerville.
Yeah.
So I think I'm half of the show already.
False.
You stole that name from me, by the way.
All right. Can we please focus on our wonderful guest?
I might have that on.
At 9:30, you can talk all the shit you want. I want to focus on our guest because there are other. So what else do you have right now that, I mean, again, that we want to see? I know that you are out there. Again, we saw a lot of your videos. You dance up a storm. She is great. So what are you doing right now? What can we see?
I have a couple films coming out.
Yeah, what do you got?
One, like I said, Popstar, was just on Lifetime. I think it's going to be re-airing again shortly. And that was a really fun film. I got to play a crazy fun character.
Popstar?
Yeah.
Why was the character so much fun?
Well, I always love to play the antagonist role in the film, and something that's so completely different from my usual self.
Okay.
And this character was just fun because she had a ton of different colors, and I actually got to sing badly in the film. That was part of my character. I could not sing, and I thought I could, so I made an album, and I stole somebody else's voice and pretended it was mine, which was really fun to do. But I actually do sing, and I just came out with a song called Blindside, which is on iTunes that I wrote or co-wrote, and have some more coming as well. So that was fun to get to pretend, you know, to sing bad is always fun.
Yeah.
And then two other ones I did.
Christian doesn't
called
pretend to sing bad, but he understands what you mean.
Yes. Maybe we can. Maybe you can sing for us.
It's literally right before I'm about to give a nice comment. I was about to say, have you ever seen Garden State?
Oh, thank you. Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you.
The Winding Road. Is sung by the lovely Bonnie Somerville.
Yes.
And I was really
Grammy winning award.
I know.
Soundtrack.
See, very
I'm
nice.
A very big fan.
And I was going to say we should play that at the 9:30 hour,
oh,
but
that
now
would be nice.
I don't want to do that.
That'd
anymore.
Be nice if you actually played something that I've done. That would be nice.
Well, you're so nice.
I think we should. I vote yes.
All right.
I'll buy your song on iTunes, and you can buy my album on iTunes. I have
brilliant.
One too.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, where
it's like $3.99, folks.
Where can we find you being the antagonist? Where is that? Is that going to just be?
It's
going to
be. I think it's coming out, you know, it'll be available. I don't know if it's available to purchase yet, mm-hmm. but it's going to be. I just actually talked to the producers about it. So
is it called? What is it called?
Popstar.
Popstar, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then A Matter of Time will be coming out. Is another film I did, actually in Nashville, which I love. Would love
oh,
Nashville.
Great.
Such an amazing town.
You had a part in Nashville.
Yeah, the film's called A Matter of Time. It'll come out Valentine's Day next year. And
no,
I actually
she
got
didn't
to
have a part in Nashville. The show, Mo.
I
she
wish.
Has a movie coming
I'm just
out. Pay
put
attention.
That out there that I will have a part in Nashville.
Yes,
because I love that
put
show.
That Ken,
why did we agree to bring her in here at 9 o'clock?
I didn't agree to anything.
Oh, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Ken, you love me.
This is why I like Ken. He doesn't say dumb things about. Oh, do you like my dancing?
All right. Put some cans on, Jay. Wow.
All right. I'm sorry you walked into this.
What does Gary Busey say?
I love this.
Oh, Gary Busey would say, Bonnie Somerville, shut your mouth. I want to talk to the dancing ace. Do you like chickens and beef stew?
That is good, I have to say.
It's
I love
brilliant.
That.
All right, don't answer that question. All right, so you're obviously not in Nashville. Thank you, Blondie.
But
what?
You should
no,
be.
No, but I will be soon.
You
yeah.
should be, and you will be.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
So is that...
so it's called A Matter of Time, was the film that it was called. And I actually had, I got to be pregnant in that film and have a baby.
Wow.
Which was a, you know, fun experience.
You look amazing
right?
for someone that just recently
had a
baby. Just got pregnant, had a baby. You look like that.
I know. And then also
stay away from Navid.
Yeah.
Get pregnant quickly.
We're going to make that movie come true.
And then also a film called Altered Reality, which is kind of like, I guess, the entourage of reality TV. The director-producer was one of the head producers on like X Factor and a bunch of reality TV shows.
Wow.
So she wrote a script about kind of the behind the scenes of reality. And I play the main character named Asia Blue, who was the producer of one of these reality shows. And it was a really fun experience. And I learned a lot about what goes on behind the scenes of reality TV.
Wow. And and it's funny that you say that, too, because I also worked in reality TV for a little bit, too. Like, what was it that from, you know, learning about reality TV mm-hmm. that you found that was interesting or maybe despicable? Or what was it in general that you found about reality TV that you didn't know beforehand?
How much is cut out and how much is cut to made to make
drama?
Whatever. Yeah, drama, basically. I mean, I think we all kind of know that, but to see it like,
no, I don't, because The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is 100%
real. 100%
real. No one is lying.
Nope.
And I'm obsessed.
Ken, you're gearing up to say something. What do you got?
No, I was talking to Josh, who has a segment coming up at 9:30. I was producing his segment.
Oh, okay.
Just let me do my work.
You throw those cans on, and I was like, okay.
It's time.
All right. This is welcome to my roast.
Why I oughta.
Josh Macuga, who is talking about reality stars. You're not going to have friends that are reality stars anymore. I'll tell you that after your comment at 8:30. But again, we are here with Rachel Brooke Smith, and you can follow her at RACHELEB Smith. Mm-hmm. Follow her, Schmoville, tweet into her as well. Let's take a phone call from Schmoville as well. And if you have any questions for Rachel, we would love to have them. Hey, you are in Schmoville. Who do we got?
This is Adam Bilbrey from Cookeville, Tennessee. I actually don't live too far away from Nashville.
Oh, yes. Cool.
I'm going there tomorrow to see Dallas Buyers Club, but that's besides the point.
Great movie.
Question.
Very cool.
What's up with this? I'm on your IMDb page. What is up with this movie, 7,500?
7,500.
That you're going to be in.
7,500.
Well, that's interesting.
Where's you know, Mark Riley? Can we do IMDb search for 7,500 on Rachel's?
7,500. Actually,
let's see. She doesn't know what it is, so I don't think.
I love getting cast.
I just cast. I didn't even know. All right.
Is it possible that maybe it had another title?
Yeah. I just realized that I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm on the wrong page. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You know what? That was smooth, my friend.
No, the best
I really was like, man, I
love when people
movie.
Go, hey, are you the girl from...
No. The best part was he's like, no, I don't know what I'm doing. I was on the wrong page. And then he just hung up. He just bailed.
He just hung up?
That was amazing.
I think he thought he was talking to Howard Stern for
all right,
a second.
Let's take one more call. Hey. Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got? Make sure you're on the right IMDb page.
Make sure you're not from Tennessee.
Hey, who do we got?
Hey, Stuart from Hawaii again.
Hey, Stuart. So, Stuart, what do we got?
Is this really Stuart?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're from Hawaii?
Yeah, he's from Hawaii.
I was just there.
Which island?
What part were you
Best thing about the show.
Which island, Stuart?
What do you got, Stuart?
I live on Oahu.
Nice.
Okay, so what question do you have for Rachel?
Hey, Rachel. I was just wondering, which profession do you really prefer? Do you prefer acting over singing and dancing, or do you prefer singing and dancing over acting?
Great question. Thank you, Stuart.
It is a great question.
What do you mean, singing and dancing is one category and acting is another? Or do you mean three separate categories?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Okay, well, I think they are definitely three separate categories.
Yes.
Like I said, I will dance forever till I'm 90. I will definitely be like the 90-year-old woman in the dance room.
Mm.
Yeah. I just think it's so therapeutic and it's so helpful in so many different, you know, aspects of life. But acting is definitely my main goal. Like, if I could be the next Sandra Bullock, I would be a happy girl.
Me too.
So comedy is...
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, but like romantic comedy, so is that something more like you want to get more into comedies too? More in the...
Well, you know what? I mean, I'll just say I want to do it all, but I love martial arts. I love to be active. Wow. Like anything active, I'm there. So I would definitely put it out there to be, you know, I want to be like an action hero girl for sure.
Well, it's funny though too, because we just had Katie Sackhoff on, and she was talking about, she was talking about being an action star and then being typecast, like because if she wanted to do comedies as well.
Right.
So, is that something to you again?
Bonnie Somerville is the best.
No, it's true. I mean, you definitely you have to, you know, be careful of being typecast, but I think that's where, you know, you have to be smart about the choices in films that you do.
Right.
You know, because if you do too much of one character, people are only going to see you as that character. So, but there's also many people who do it all, and they can, you know.
Well, Bonnie definitely has, and you still get that, right? I mean, again, so you did Mona for in like what, like 2003?
I did season 8, which was the only season that won an Emmy. I don't know. I mean, you could take that however you want, but out of 10 years.
Because of you.
Thank you. Godfather over there. But yes, and I laugh about it. I've done so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares, but people come up to me probably, I'm not kidding, maybe at least a few times a month and go, are you Mona?
Still,
right.
Huh?
Yep.
Still, and it's been 10 years, almost 10, I mean like 10 months.
10 months. So, I mean, that is definitely, and like we were just talking about, Naveed, before, it just takes, it's the hard thing about being an actor and actress.
Yep.
It's like
it's
you
so
need,
true.
Yeah, and so you are, and again, you're young enough into the your career too that you haven't. I guess you know you can still whether it's going to be
right.
the dancing, the comedy.
Yeah, you can do everything. And now it's so different than it was when I started. You know, you were so pigeonholed to one thing, but now you can genuinely do everything, and people don't she's a singer that acts.
Right.
Like when I started, it was like I had to pick.
Yeah. I mean, I still think you definitely battle that. I mean, I battled that even, you know, especially with dancing. It was like, oh, you're a dancer. And I'm like,
look at Julianne Hough.
Right.
Jesus, the girl, like, I mean, it's unbelievable. She just went from, I mean, dancing.
Dancing with Stars. But
did she ever even speak? And then all of a sudden, she's like, was everywhere.
Right. All right. So, Rachel, it was so great to have you on the show.
You're very pretty.
You have to come back again, too, because you were a lot of fun.
I would so love to come back anytime. And really quick, I do just have to give a shout out because I said that I would.
Plug.
So, this is my friend's bracelet company. They're called Intention Bracelets, and you can go... No, this one right here. I'll put it right there. So you can put whatever intention you want on the bracelet. It never comes off. So mine is Inspire, and I have Unbreakable on the backside.
Wow.
Because that's my thing, is Unbreakable Dreams, and to motivate and to inspire.
I want one. They'll put whatever you want on there?
You can get whatever you want on there. And, I mean, tweet me if you want one, and I'll get you in
contact with the guy. Can I get one that says Date with Rachel?
Well, you guys. We're going to break. All right. So, do you have follow her at
Rachel
B. Smith. What's your dream?
Yeah.
Everybody's got it.
And yeah, definitely.
Oh, sorry.
Look out for some new Unbreakable Dreams episodes, as well as Matter of Time, Altered Reality, and I
Popstar.
Actually just did a Taco Bell commercial too. That's going to be on, which will be fun.
Oh, awesome!
Good.
All right,
well, good for you.
That was nice, Johnny. That was good. Good for you.
Oh, good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So good for you, Rachel. It really was great having you.
Thank you.
We will be back at 9:30 for Wildman TV and the infamous tape when we get back.
Listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
What's up, Toadheads? Hey, make sure you check out the Toad Hop store on ToadHopNetwork.com. It's a great way to support the network and helps continue to bring you quality programming.
Quality programming, my ass.
Can you see I'm recording you? Oh!
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers. Or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you kick ass online. Right now, GoDaddy's offering .com domains for just $1.99. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code TOAD to get your $1.99.com or click on the GoDaddy graphic on the Toad Hop website. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone? Sports Guru here. Sick of looking at the same old boring websites? Well, check out the new sportsguru.com for all the hottest trending videos and all the biggest sports news. Become a VIP for only $4.99 and get premium access to everything the Sports Guru has to offer. The beautiful gurus, girls, all my biggest sports picks, and much more. So get off that porn site and check out the new sportsguru.com.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
Does your car smell like... You need Scent Bomb. Does your house smell like... Get some Scent Bomb. Does the bathroom smell like... Get some Scent Bomb. Go to GetSomeScentBomb.com today for the best air freshener you've ever tried. We are so confident that you will love Scent Bomb that we're giving away a free bottle to the next 12 customers that type in the promo code RADIO at checkout. If you're tired of weak air fresheners, try Scent Bomb. Scent Bomb is a concentrated air freshener, so all you need is just a couple of sprays and the smell will last for days. That's right, you spray it today and you still smell it tomorrow. We guarantee that it's the best air freshener you've ever tried. So go to GetSomeScentBomb.com and enter the promo code RADIO at checkout to get your free bottle today. There's nearly 100 fragrances to choose from, so go to GetSomeScentBomb.com. That's GetSomeScentBomb.com.
To leave your house to shop, to crawl through traffic to the mall.
Just to find the thing you wanted.
Isn't even there at all.
Amazon.com is the answer.
Shop at home in style and ease.
Find exactly what you want.
Ordering your stuff's a breeze.
Books on tape.
Games galore.
Everything you're looking for.
Kindle.
Cameras. Electronics.
Baby Einstein.
Hooked on Phonics.
Blu-ray.
Movies.
And TV.
Download.
Music.
MP3.
Pixar.
Disney.
Microphones.
Pet supplies and doggy bones.
World of Warcraft.
Nancy Drew.
Sims.
The Scruff.
System 2.
Click Amazon.
You'll smile with glee.
Sometimes shipping's even free.
With GameFly, choose from over 6,000 titles. Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start, no late fees. GameFly.com, games delivered.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Welcome back, Schmoville. I'm Ken Napsuk. I fired Christian Harloff and Naveed for that last half hour. I'd like to apologize to our guest.
Oh, shit. I thought you were fired.
You're back. Damn it. Yes.
Way to go. Holy shit. Whole thing went down to shit. Guys, what? It's the Schmoes Know movie show. And Mark Ellis is out in Tampa right now at the Tampa Improv. If you are in the Florida area, and go check out Mark Ellis. Do it. The guy is hysterical. Very funny.
Can we close up on this? This is Rachel's. Look at this photo.
Rachel's awesome.
She's gorgeous. But look at that.
Oh, God.
It's one of those days.
I can't even hold a...
Honestly,
look at that picture. She's unbelievable.
Yeah. I've seen some of the... Wow. I've seen some of her pictures and everything, too, and I think she is very talented, and you guys should check her out and definitely follow her on Twitter and let her know that you saw her on the Schmoes Know movie show.
Is that altered? How do you even do
that? No, she's it's
she's like
impressive.
She can break dance, too.
All right, guys, it is the Schmoes Know movie show. Christian Harloff here. I am joined by Naveed McElargy and Bonnie Somerville. Guys, it is going to be a cool half an hour here. We're going to, just in a second, talk to our resident TV guy, the wild man Josh McCouga. And, Bonnie, the thing that we need to talk about, because everyone wants to know, I'm not going to talk about it right now, we'll talk about it at the end, though, too, is that first thing I want to say that everybody knows, if you did or did not see the video on Schmo Plus, it was Mark Ellis, by the way, did not I knew that he was going to put it up because I didn't know what the hell was on the tape, and then I listened to it. But
it was nothing. It's like nothing.
Oh, you guys totally used to do it.
He wishes.
We're gonna get into that. But first, let's talk TV. It's a lot of TV stuff going on. We got to hear the best music in Schmoville. Let's do it. Now, talking about TV, Josh, the Wild Man, Mokuga.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Good Lord. I feel like every time Naveed's in studio and Bonnie's in studio, I get this very, very nice privilege to do Wild Man TV. I love thanking Schmoville because they send me stuff all the time about TV.
Yeah.
I thank you guys for the opportunity. This is a lot of fun. I love doing it. First, I want to say that first half hour that Christian may not have been a fan of. Ken wanted to restart. I was a fan of that last half hour.
The last half hour?
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Ken wanted to restart. Why did Ken want to restart?
No, I think we need... Ken.
You jerk. I said reset.
Oh, reset.
Oh, reset.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, look, it was a very monumental show here.
Sure.
In a lot of different reasons.
Uh-huh.
A lot of things were said. A lot of jokes were made. A lot of... things came out, so it was nice to.
Thank God, something didn't come out.
Hey-o! Zing, zang, zang.
Hey-o!
Selena.
You better be careful. All right. So okay. Let's get into TV.
Wait. First off, and like this is 30 seconds. Okay. So you know, everybody thinks that you look like Dane Cook, and
yes.
Everybody
what?
Thinks that no. I look like Skylar Astin.
Yes. Right?
Everybody
thinks that. Yes.
So I'm at the pool at the stupid Roosevelt Hotel last weekend, mm-hmm. and he's there, right?
Skylar Astin was?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So I, and that new show debuted tonight, Ground Floor, mm-hmm. which is Scrubs, but in an office building.
Right.
And he, so, is that a laugh or just a cough?
No.
So,
sorry.
I went up.
I never laugh at you.
The whole time, my buddy's like, dude, you got to go up and say something to Skylar Astin. You got to go up and say something to Skylar Astin. So I'm thinking, the first thing that should come out of my mouth, I was like, dude, people think we look alike. Instead, I go, hey, bro, you want a margarita?
How'd that go?
Not well.
No, I didn't think so.
He just walked away.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As he would have. It's bizarre. You know, we're trying to get him on the show, so maybe you can tell that story. Yeah, that's sure. Amazing.
He like kind of was like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm like, cool. Yeah, yeah, it was kind of creepy.
Wait a minute. That's weird.
Yeah.
Why? Know, wait, weird. But no, but like, but that, and it's not weird because it's just weird because it is. Yeah. But like, but.
What? No, because, do you speak English? It's not well, weird because right, it's just you know, weird, but it is weird.
You know what? Let me No.
Fuck you. It's Josh's
again,
time.
I know, asshole face,
it's
but I'm Josh's trying to do
time.
It.
I'm
wait, I have
willing
the
to
cutest asshole face you've ever seen.
The...
Wait, but what I wanted to do here was, yes, can you, let me finish. I know you love to hear yourself
let
speak.
Let me finish.
I know you love to hear yourself speak, but.
No, I don't.
What I want to say to you, Makuga, is what it's weird. Yes, in general, that's weird, but it's even more weird because it is you, and you are usually good in circumstances like that.
Yeah, I know.
You're like the slickest guy.
I know. I had like
seven
or eight too many beers, and I was like, I don't want to be like, yo, bro, people tell us we look alike. Because I know for a fact that, like, the people that he was with, and I would, like, did a couple funny things at the pool because my buddy was a DJ. And I think one of his friends, one of his friends, I think, probably said, I think this guy kind of looks like you. Because he'd, like, we shared, like, a look.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
it was weird.
Did.
It wasn't gay. It was just weird.
This is when you need to call the interns to tape it and put really slow music, slow motion music
exactly.
in it.
Shared a look.
Yeah. But that was my story. Anyway.
Wait. Can I just add to this? That you know, everybody says I look like Drew Doughty from the Kings.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
And so I went to a Kings game and I was back after a game. And I went up to him and I said, hey, everybody tells me I look like you. And his response was, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, Ellis went up to Topher Grace.
Yeah, at Chipotle. I was there.
Yeah, and he said to him, he goes, people say we look alike. He goes, I'm sorry, man.
Topher Grace is really funny. He's very witty.
Yeah.
After I beat Derek Huff in a dance-off, Topher Grace jumped in my arms and knocked me unconscious.
You fell, and you don't even remember it. It was amazing.
No.
All right, what do we got next? What else is interesting?
All right, so I think one of the cooler things that is going on is this The True Detective, the Woody Allen, Matthew McConaughey series that is coming out on HBO.
I can't wait.
They debuted the trailer right before this week's Boardwalk Empire.
With Woody Harrelson, right?
What did I say, Woody Allen?
You said Woody Allen.
Woody Harrelson.
It's okay, you're
and
cute.
Matthew
you're
McConaughey,
down.
My bad.
You're so nice. You're nice to him. calls him dumb, but yet it's still nice.
If you watch this trailer, it is unreal.
It's unreal.
Like, it is fantastic. It takes place over 17 years of a homicide serial killer investigation. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, Matthew McConaughey looks like he has honestly fallen off a cliff and gone through hell and back.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do, they're going to treat it like American Horror Story. And each season is going to be a new long-term case America is like interested in but doesn't know about.
All jokes aside, that is the perfect
My dream.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Mackenzie could have gotten her own show, detective.
I told you this day when we thank texted you. Back and forth, you were the best part of that
thank
show.
You.
Hands down. You
without
were.
A doubt.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have watched it without you. No
yeah.
offense.
All right.
But if you got, honestly, like the tracking stuff, I haven't seen, all I've seen is the trailer and an extended scene my buddy at HBO sent me.
Yeah.
And it is awesome.
Wow.
Because you got two movie stars, right? And this incredible story. And there's a book about this story and these 17-year serial killers. This is going to be this is going to win every Emmy, every Golden Globe that like HBO is going to put out gold on this one.
Right.
So
really?
Schmoville, go and watch the trailer for True Detective.
I just want to be on cable.
It gives you the chills.
Yeah.
It gives you the chills.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it, Navi?
No.
Seen a little, they've done the little things and even just the little snippets they did.
Yeah. Who directed it?
Shot
I don't know.
It looks like a David Fincher-esque.
Yeah,
type
it
of,
does.
You know, it's very blue. It's very
this
dark.
Isn't the Soderbergh one, is it?
No.
No.
Oh. No, no, no.
It's not Woody Allen either.
So if you get a chance, like, post and you and Mark may, like make a video about
yeah,
the trailer to True
Detective.
Because this, dude, this is going to be awesome television. Okay. So it comes out January of 2014, right at the beginning of the season. Next one. So everybody has been sending me stuff like Parks and Rec got canceled. Which is one of my favorite shows.
It didn't.
Okay.
So
why? How does a rumor like that start?
Well,
what?
Because they shot.
I started it.
Did you?
Okay. Pete started it.
Okay.
They aired three episodes and haven't aired a new one since the beginning of the season, which has been about 6 weeks. Okay. And we obviously know is like if you're going to get people on board with TV, you just you don't air episodes.
Right.
And you're just like, we'll air one here and there. That's how you gain a crowd, right?
Right.
They're going to come with two episodes. They're going to air a Halloween episode on Thanksgiving,
right.
And they're going to do like a random Thanksgiving game. And then they might not ever air another episode. It might be on permanent hiatus and never come back or whatever. Do you guys watch that show? Because that makes me mad.
I'm sorry, but I could never get into that show, and I love her. I
do not watch the show.
I've watched it a couple times. It's very funny.
Okay. It's super funny. It's The Office, basically, but in,
I just feel like it was basically just The Office again when it came out.
Yeah. Well, but so is a lot of those, like, Talking Heads thing.
That particular style, though, it's pretty much like, it's like a formula to me now.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's like that quick, with like, single camera.
Do you think that's beaten down? Do you think that's a dead horse?
I mean, I did three single camera comedies in the early stages of
it.
When it was like... Every actor was like, I'm not doing a sitcom. You know, like we all wanted single cameras. So Kitchen Confidential was it one. And,
sure.
But,
which was
like
a great show.
It was such a great show. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, like,
damn that.
Look, the thing is, I think that
I was almost finished with my point.
I don't want to hear your point.
Well, I do.
I'm sick of my
Josh,
too many of them.
I think that they are a little, that was a little bit over. Like,
this is season six, though.
But don't you think the style has been done, the single camera, half hour, like,
and so now they're tired of it.
I do agree.
I don't disagree.
It's like when sitcoms were just too much.
I just think that the multi-camera, it just doesn't work anymore. And I think that people, again...
Sitcoms? What do you mean?
There are certain ones that do, like Big Bang Theory. But the audience,
it's very rare.
It's very rare.
Like, Laugh Track multi-cam doesn't work.
It's
like
hard
Friends.
To do
that
because
was like lightning in a bottle. You just don't...
That's right. And Friends also caught it. Friends was in the heyday of the sitcom, too. Like, Frasier was still around and all that stuff, too. Like it was still
Seinfeld was still on.
Seinfeld was still on, so it worked
like,
back then.
But bring back a hit sitcom. Someone's going
to
do it.
It's just the reason it's hard though too is because what the laughter tells you to do, that canned laughter, it tells you when you should be laughing,
right.
And you just the reaction is fuck you. Yeah. I want to laugh when I want to laugh.
Right.
Like that's
like
there's
you,
a single,
like
there's
the
a
League and Always
show.
Sunny and all you know, and even these
no, but
shows,
that's
like the
that's
Office,
a different style though to me. Yeah. It's Always Sunny and League is
it's a bro comedy.
They're much
dark,
much
darker. Much funnier. I think
but it's a bro style. Like girls, most girls don't like Always Sunny. They don't like League. It's
a
guy.
I love those. Are you kidding?
I know, but there's more.
I'm like a dude.
But we're in LA and there's girls in New York. But there's a lot more guys.
There's girls in New York?
Just saying, Bonnie. That the middle of America,
isn't
the women there don't
with
like
Josh
that.
Knows any girls. You're dealing with it for 5 minutes. Isn't that fun? I've been dealing with it for years.
I'm fun. I'm fun. People like me. Gosh darn it.
All right.
I'm Reese Witherspoon. Rule number one, don't propose to a girl.
Maya Rudolph got her an order for a variety show.
Rule number one.
Maya Rudolph. Produced by Lorne Michaels.
Let me guess, she sings. She sings in everything.
She's going to sing.
Does she?
Yeah,
she's going to sing.
She's really
Lorne Michaels is going to do it. I don't know.
I could watch her in anything.
See, that's a girl thing.
She does
too.
What you do, though. She goes, I know that there is pain.
She does.
That's your move.
Yeah. She does do that, and she does it in everything. But I'll tell you what. You know what she was really good in was The Way Way Back.
Yes,
she was great.
I haven't seen that.
You'll love it. You'll love the movie.
Best movie of last year. Without
and
a doubt.
It was really great. My
shut
year.
Up. I know someone that
this
worked
year, sorry,
on
yeah,
it
of 2013.
Yeah, and she, what's so good about her, and I think you made the point here too, Macuga, was the fact. She was it was like realistic that she would be the girl working at that pool
club.
And but
we said that when we walked out.
Yep. And she was real. She didn't over comedy it. She was a real person.
Nope.
There was humor. Did you see the movie, Naveen?
No.
You should
I'm
see
dying
it.
To see it.
It's really
Which
good.
One?
Is it Anna
The
Sophia
Way, way
Robin
back.
That? I know someone that worked on a production when
we went to see it together at the Fox lot. Like,
did you hold hands?
Yeah, we did. Of course. We're bros.
You what?
Did you have put a hole in your popcorn tin?
Wait, hold on a second. Naveen, you have to see it. Why?
We might hire her in something.
Maya Rudolph? Oh, who?
Anna Sophia Robb.
Oh, Anna Sophia Robb. Okay. So.
What about me?
You're way older than her.
Never. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That?
What a dick.
Oh,
my.
I've never seen Bonnie knocked out with one punch.
That was like the Tyson. When you get to Tyson,
oh,
at
I'm
the
not
end
knocked
punch
out. I'm not knocked out, motherfucker. I'm just in my corner getting revved up now, you son of a bitch.
Wild Man TV has gone off the rails.
Off the rails. All right, what else do you got? I don't even.
Well, I was.
You
going
to hire me some, in
I
something.
I was going to say that.
For the old lady role.
And I wanted to argue with.
What?
I'm just kidding. Dude, I've had a few beers.
McElargy comes in hot.
Jeez Louise. Well,
what I wanted to say was kind of like that and Katie Sackhoff argue the fact that like guys go to see comedies starring guys. I disagree. I went to see The Heat. I can't wait to another Melissa McCarthy comedy because I like that. Kristen Wiig is going to do another. I love that kind of stuff.
Kristen Wiig?
Wiig. Oh, whatever.
It is spelled weak. It is
weak.
Spelled weak. It's not.
If you're from Sweden, it's spelled weak.
It's not as bad as Josh Intern.
It's probably was Vig at some point, but we're not in Sweden in 1940.
I
want
to tell Josh the Intern.
That's wait. I want to tell Bonnie and Naveed this because they'll both get a kick out of this. We're going to mess on names. We have to bring it up. Josh the Intern is horrendous at names.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's like Jay Moore.
Is this Naveed? You'll love this. Guillermo del Toro. John LeJoie is John Liejo. Dolph Lundgren. Who was the other one that you just said? Joel Edgerton.
Joel Egerton.
Joel Egerton. Yeah. And Ken Nobzaus. So we all got to laugh at JT.
My last story is that you've seen the billboards all over LA. So I watched The Wrong Mans on Hulu.
Okay.
Wait, was that the one with the guy that looks just like Brad Pitt? What is that billboard that looks like Brad Pitt?
It's the dude that looks like Michael Showalter, but isn't Michael Showalter. No, I went into this show thinking that it was American, and it's a British comedy. As soon as somebody starts talking in an accent, I don't trust.
You're done?
Them. I'm done.
Really?
So you
didn't get into Sherlock with Bennett? No.
What about the original Ricky Gervais? I mean, that is to me one of
Yeah, but that's a comedy. Ricky Gervais is making fun of himself. This is like, this is sort of, okay, like I dig Simon Pegg's and all that kind of stuff. Those are awesome. But as soon as like these guys I don't know, and I feel like it's almost like American actors trying to do British accents. That's what I'm hearing, even though they're actually British people.
Are they doing American?
No, it's British people doing British accents, but I just don't buy it.
Right.
And it's the same format that we've seen a billion times. Is like, I get a phone call from somebody that I don't know and they kidnap my wife, but it's a cell phone I picked up on the side of the road and now I'm mixed up in this weird part. I'm like, I'm off. I'm done.
Did you just say that's something that we hear every day?
Yeah, like there's so many movies out there that are like, oh, I picked up this phone, right? And I like got this like voicemail and like it's from a friend who's like talking about things.
Is that are those the movies we see every day?
Oh, for real, Dan.
All right.
And it's like
Guy Ritchie makes one every day.
Have you all seen John Leo?
Joel Egerton
have you seen Guillermo del Toro?
Guillermo del Toro.
Johnny Snow, will you be able to put on some new music and move us to the new movie? What do we got? What's the next one that you were talking about? One that you and I had spoken about. Oh, what's the one with the guy from The Walking Dead, the Frank Darabont one, the mobster one?
That was on Mob TNT. City.
Did
2 weeks.
Shit?
No,
oh,
it's coming out in 2 weeks.
Okay. What's the latest
network?
Mob City on TNT. I will watch it.
I read that.
I like TNT just because of the initials.
That. That's not the one on Dynamite, Stars, is it?
No, it's like, TNT.
What's the mob one on Stars?
Oh, that's. It's the Miami one.
Yeah, I auditioned for that.
Canceled already?
Yeah, it's gone. Every Star show gets two seasons.
Did you just have puberty?
Yeah. So Party Down.
Party Down got canceled. I love that.
It was only two seasons. That was 4 years ago. Somerville. Where the fuck have you been? Sorry, Christian.
I've been wasted. No, I'm thinking about the hospital one.
Well, we got a minute left here.
Okay. Everybody always asks me what show you can't miss, and I always give them. I'll tell you what. I watch a lot of late night TV. This Pete Holmes show has been fantastic.
Which one?
Is it good?
Dude,
funny?
He's fantastic.
Really?
What is
it called?
Okay. Pete Holmes show. It's like a sketch show.
Oh, really?
And I saw
it's a late night show. It's
a late
Conan.
Night show. There's a lot of skits, but there's a lot of skits and stuff.
Sure,
a lot of skits.
So he doesn't start it with like a monologue, traditional monologue. He does stand up at the beginning. He'll do a sketch at the beginning, stand up, and then he'll do like a video thing, like an interview thing. Then he'll have a guest, and then he'll end with a sketch. He's fantastic. If you ever listen to his podcast, You Made It Weird, he's killing it on the Pete Holmes show. I watch it because it's only 30 minutes, so you don't have to dedicate a lot of time to it. So really only like 22
tons
minutes.
Tons of ads for it on YouTube.
Sounds like my relationship.
You like it.
Yeah, mine too.
It does.
30 minutes.
Less than my sex life.
30 minutes.
It's awesome. He's great. It's one of the like the more refreshing things. And TBS, who like cradles their talent and like lets them flower.
Like this? Yeah, like cradle, this? Like how they cradle their balls.
They only
the
get balls? One ball.
What is
That's
this?
The first time Bonnie's ever done that. All right, so we got.
Please. Well, you have to have some to be cradled. Wow. I won that round.
That was over the top.
I went that round, didn't I? Come on.
He put the hat around. Push. And went
to push.
Like
to push.
So check out
the Pete. Slap the guy. Sorry, that, slap the guy that called you a golden girl.
check out the Pete Holmes show if you can. It was always fun doing Wild Man TV.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wild Man is awesome. Follow
You're
him
awesome.
At Josh McCuga. He rules. All right, I want to talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend as well. You got a couple of good ones. I know Naveed doesn't want to see this one. This one's actually in the theater already, but that's 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Dude, it's
Are
a
you
great,
kidding? Everyone says it's like...
The reason he has, his old company made it. That's why he doesn't want to see it.
But I hear
and I have enough guilt. White man
but
guilt.
Listen, I'll tell you what. This
no,
movie...
No, but you said it's... everyone said it's like a piece of art... Like The Godfather, 50 years from now, people will say it was that good.
Really?
Yeah, it's dude.
But who wants to go sit and like? It's like watching Schindler's List.
No. That's not a fair point. It is the Schindler's List for slavery.
You have to see that. It's history. It's our culture.
I get it, and I loved seeing Schindler's List, but at the end of it, I was like, I never need to watch that movie.
That's exactly right, and that's what I said in the review too. Is that it is a fantastic movie, and I had a conversation with Ray Subbers, who works over at Box Office Mojo. He and I talked about this too, and he said that. He thought the movie was really good, but he couldn't recommend it to anybody because how do you, like you said, Naveed, how do you...
But those are the movies, like for example, last night I was talking to someone about Requiem for a Dream.
That's different.
No,
oh my
not
God, that is so hardcore
hard,
to
but
watch.
There are hard
that.
Movies
but you
to
don't
watch.
Feel guilt and
yes, you do.
Tortured
oh, I felt
about...
a drug addict. I was blown away by the art of it, but I was like, I will throw up if I ever have to watch that scene with Jennifer Connelly.
But just the,
double penetration double, again, double-headed. And it's not in my house.
Well, that's the second time today.
Is that the next video?
So
we.
How could you even act that?
Isn't that amazing? No, but the second time today that scene came up.
Was it? Were you playing? Was that like a role playing?
Me and a guy
playing?
Were talking the thing about
We so that movie's coming out again. You're going to see a lot of that award season. But the movies that are actually coming out this weekend that's released that will be Nebraska, which Copster and I actually saw last night. Copster, by the way, reviewed the movie with me, and that will be up on the channel soon.
I love Alexander.
Yeah. So if you're not following,
is it good?
I liked it a lot. I really did.
Did
I thought
you like it as much as Sideways?
I liked it as much as Sideways.
I like the other
no,
one.
Descendants. I love
Descendants.
Descendants was one of my favorite movies of that year. It was. I didn't like it as much as Descendants, but I did like it a lot. And I liked. And I think Hopster felt the same way. The first half was okay. Second half was great.
I love his style. So no, you know
it's
my
different.
Favorite movie.
It's black
he
and
did?
White, by the way. The whole movie's black and white.
My favorite movie of his is the Jack Nicholson one.
About Schmidt.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a movie that I can't. Awesome I could watch movie. Over and over.
So that's up there. Then. The Charlie Countryman, which I did not like at all. That review's on Schmoes Now if you want to see it.
Is that the Zach Efron?
Shia LaBeouf's.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
And
Shia LaBeouf's.
Boots.
Did you see this new thing that he just came out that for character research?
What's he doing?
He was supposed to take a. He said, yeah, but he took acid.
Yeah, that was for Charlie Countryman.
What a
yeah, that's why I
douche.
Did. It. That's why I did acid too.
Yeah, me
the
too.
Things
character
he does,
research.
Things he does is that's one of
no,
the reasons.
The
I actually think
says.
That what
the
things
movies?
He says.
What are the movies? 12
Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave is already out. But the
Countryman?
Movies that are coming out are Charlie Countryman. Best Man Holiday
and Nebraska.
And Nebraska.
That I already pre-bought my tickets for.
Nice.
Is anything going to beat Gravity?
You mean overall? What do you mean?
For the year.
In Oscar stuff or money?
12
Oscar,
Years a Slave.
I think 12 Years a Slave has a better shot to win.
Who's the female lead in
12
Years a Slave, though? Is there a female lead?
Yes, and not a lead, but there's an actress that's getting nominated for Best Supporting Actress. She's incredible. She's
Hollywood Reporter picked as one to watch.
Yeah, she's great.
Because you know Sandra Bullock's going to win it. I mean, just hands down.
I don't think she's
going to
win it. I don't think she's going to win it. I think she's going to be nominated. And I also, this movie that's coming out with Julia Roberts, apparently there's a lot of buzz on it, too, that comes out in December. And I never get the name right. And Kevin Pollak gave me shit on it. And I apologize, too. He told me to remember it, and I didn't.
What about Tom... You think Matthew McConaughey, that movie?
Oh, yeah. That dude's getting nominated for Dallas Buyers Club. Hell yeah.
And that's not just because he lost weight.
No.
Because some people
nominated.
His performance in the trailer is amazing.
Yeah, he's so good in the movie. And Jared Leto obviously getting nominated. All right, so a couple things we got to wrap up real quick. What I want to talk about is this effing tape real quick. So here's how this went down.
What are you talking about? You heard the wrong thing.
That thing that was put up, I know what that thing was.
That's not even what I meant.
You heard the tape.
I heard it.
What do you, from hearing that that tape that was on Schmo Plus, what do you get out of it?
That I just was nothing. That was...
I get out of it that Christian has something to do and you were giving him shit.
Yeah, same.
Right. And we don't know what that was.
I'm
it's
trying
true.
To make shit up because no, I no. have shit I can bring. That's not it.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, from that tape, it didn't make you look like
what?
It didn't make you look great.
It made you look like an asshole.
Because
you
I said you were acting.
Didn't go
you
to
didn't. The first part of that tape was also left out, and it is also out of context. Yeah. That tape is out of context. Anyway, so yeah, but anyway, Ellis did not. Ellis.
Does that mean I'm
Ellis
pregnant
told,
just from sitting across
yes,
from you?
Exactly.
Good Lord. But the
no, that would be Christian's. What I gotta say, what? One and done. I mean, just boom, one try,
that was it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm giving you rad respect. Thought they had time. Boom, one night.
One. That's it. Boom. You're in.
One hump chump. I'm good, just kidding. That was a joke.
Good. Good. Wow. Good. Two beer cans. Remember that?
She
two beer cans.
Really
two beer cans.
Now again. So well, there'll be more of this tape stuff as
that's
well.
That's not what. First of all, that wasn't what I was talking about. And I think it makes you look bad because you just look.
Well, we don't know what the first half of that was again, because then there's other stuff. There's other,
that's
I have
so
heard.
Easy
I have heard
say.
The rest of the audio, and I would say some of the audio sounds like someone is crushing. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
but what I'm saying again, we have a minute left.
I'll
what
crush
I would
you.
Say,
I'll crush your little head. Watch. I'm crushing your head.
No one's ever said that to me. I'm so we are going to talk about The Drama Queen, which comes out on it comes out this weekend. Set your DVR because Mark and I are on the episode.
Yes,
we
I can't wait.
Yeah, December 1st is our episode. But you guys, if you tweet out, they wanted to. They really E made a challenge. And said, well, let's see how big Schmobile really is. I swear, they want to see.
So, guys, so watch it.
Live tweet yeah. and all that shit. Follow the Drama Queen. Let them know you're there for just the schmoes. They'll lose their minds to see how powerful Schmobile really is. Naveed McElargy, always great to have
can
you
I
on
plug
the show,
my,
brother.
My
of course,
amazing movie, Holiday Engagement, now currently running about three times a day on the Hallmark
it is.
Channel.
It is.
It will get you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
You want to watch it.
And, guys, check out, again, at Bond Somerville, at Katie Sackhoff, at Rachel B. Smith. It was a great, great, great show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you anytime. Facebook.com/schmoes.
I already did. Boom.
YouTube.com/schmoes.
Thanks, Ken.
Johnny Ice, the interns.
Love you.
Ken Napsok, Josh McCougar, Mark Riley, schmoes.com.
Mark, I love you.
Peace out, Josh, mother effs.
Listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.